Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, the Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right, it's just crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family member who was suffering from a powerful otis, just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since.
Hmm.
And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
The rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their prince within around 6 months or so. If you get hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You'll reinstate it for free.
I want you to know that I appreciate you looking out for Bobby.
Bobby, what are you kidding me? I'm a huge help with my uncle.
I don't need any help. This guy's in jail on the medical. This makes me laugh, your uncle. That's why we're talking about you, you cagey fuck.
Huh? I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
What a sicko this guy is.
As long as I've been living, the French have been fierce.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate and urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and... How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
Would you mind helping me?
Tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? I'm just going to...
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they are, the guys. The guys that were with the program director at WYSP up in his office on Friday. Come on in. With a meeting that we can't talk about, but we probably will anyway.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I also enjoyed those guys last night in the Lucy movie. Did you see them? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Metallica and all the ships at sea. You will enjoy them, no matter who you think you are. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and I thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike show. A new episode on this Monday.
Metallica fibered. Phone number from the United States, anywhere, 877-365-3636. Canada.
Yay!
Call, what the hell? 800-636-1067. DC 202-432-1067.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. And everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome. Where's the doctor?
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor?
There you go.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Bow. So here we are. This is the show.
The show.
This is the show. Before we start the show, I do want to tell you, of course, as we mentioned, it's Metallica,
yes.
And I love that, incidentally.
Great.
I like that better than Rocktober.
Is that more important than Cinco de Mayo?
Mike, I'm so glad you brought that up.
All right.
Metallica 5th, Cinco de Mayo. How will we celebrate that? Well, we're going to be doing a couple of things today on the show. Here's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to offer $500 because it's May 5th. Excuse me, Metallica 5th.
Right.
And it's a big Mexican holiday. It's
Amen.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
M-A-Y-O. Mayo.
Ah.
Who can eat a 16-ounce jar of mayonnaise the fastest?
Very good.
This is a question that we'll answer on today's show. As you can see, Mike, your side of the studio has already been equipped with the duct tape. And
I now have my answer, I believe. I asked Rob. I said, why is there a tarp in here?
There's a tarp. And we have...
And we'll need a bucket, I assume.
No, maybe not, because it's not how much you can eat. It's how fast. We have 25 bottles of Hellman's Real Cinco de Mayonnaise.
Oh, there's the connection.
See, Cinco de Mayo, M-A-Y-O, like...
Cinco de Mayo.
Like mayonnaise.
Okay, really?
Get it? M-A-Y-O. Now, we're going to be doing another Cinco de Mayo bit later in the show, but I want to tell you that right now, our doors are open.
Yes.
At the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters, right here at good old WJFK, where the people who hate us just come up and tell us they hate us, unlike other stations where they put up notes and no one signs their name to them.
This is true. It's nice to have the people that hate us, the people that have hated us for years.
We know them.
You know, really just say mean things to us, like Madonna.
Yeah, but Madonna friend.
God love her. She comes up and she'll say something horribly mean, and we love her for that.
She's an awful, cruel woman, but
we respect her.
We admire that.
Though we know where she's coming from. Listen, we're back in the friendly confines of WJFK, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, VA. So if you're listening to us on WJFK or maybe on Live 105 in Baltimore, what you want to do is drive down here and dig into these babies.
Yeah.
They're sealed. And here's what we're going to do. Give each person that comes in today one jar of Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Cinco de Mayo.
And I see the timer that we have right out of the clock, the digital timer.
16 ounces. We're going to give you a jar. The jar of mayonnaise and a plastic spoon. And it's your job to eat. And the person who at the end of the broadcast day has eaten their Cinco de Mayonnaise the fastest will win $500. I don't know how many.
Serious money, but $500 for the 5th of May.
Not I don't bad. Know how many pesos that is. I know that
it's a ton of them.
Like a billion, because the exchange rate is just astronomical.
Right.
So,
Come on down. I know this is a big deal on campuses. Frats do this all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Rather than have a contest, who can eat the most mayonnaise, which I was thinking about, we finally decided, you know what, just what the hell. Go to the store, get 25 jars of mayo, and...
Well, speed eating much easier to control anyway. You have a finite number, and you can, you know, you've got the, I'll tell you, it's an impressive digital clock that we have here for the timer, because we can go down to tenths of a second.
Mike, we're going to have, the reason we have the clock is that, for instance, if the first person, guy, we know it'll be guys, comes down and eats it, let's say, in 3 minutes.
Right.
Well, we'll post that as the time to beat.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
3 minutes is the current time to beat.
It'll be the standard.
Very good. You know, it's funny, I was making tuna salad today.
And
I'm so glad that I made it and had my sandwich before we did this.
But I was talking with our producer Chuck Broyhill. He was saying when he was going to the store to buy the 25 containers of mayo, he said, "You know, it does come in a squeeze bottle." And I said, "Well, that's just not quite right."
Well, you can't take a spoon to a squeeze bottle.
No, and it
and
would
you
make
you can't
it,
eat it like a yogurt product or an ice cream.
It
bottle.
Would make it way too easy if it was like Hershey's syrup or you know ketchup that you could just squeeze into your mouth. So what you do is you come down, get your jar of Hellman's real mayonnaise, get yourself a never been used plastic spoon, eat,
and it's Hellman's. You know we're using the good stuff.
Yeah, it is good.
We're not making eat crap.
And, oh, man, I'm looking at this baby. Is this good for you?
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you.
How much would be the total caloric intake?
Well, there's 32 servings in this jar,
okay.
And it's 100 calories each serving. So you're looking at roughly an entire...
You're certainly going to get your daily allotment of calories.
You know, 3,200 calories.
Mm-hmm.
But forget it. I mean, don't worry about the calories. I'm telling you, this is God's goodness right here in a jar.
Now, what are the rules pertaining to side dishes with the mayonnaise?
Negative.
No water?
No water, no nothing. Mike, this is simply...
A mayonnaise eating contest.
Cinco de mayo.
How fast...
Can you eat...
Right.
A jar of mayonnaise.
And if you raise your hand and you say you can't proceed, of course, you're immediately disqualified.
You're out.
In that jar, you'll also get 48 grams of saturated fat.
Delicious.
352 grams of total fat.
That's wonderful.
Good for you. And only 160 milligrams of cholesterol.
Is there any fiber in there?
You might want to bring your own fiber.
Yeah, you may have to.
Well, but listen, no side dishes. You can't bring anything to dip it in. You can't bring anything to wash it down. I mean, when you're done eating, we'll give you water or whatever you like. But
no, Don, I don't think having anything with it would be a real good idea anyway.
When you're done eating, if you want to wash it down with something.
Or dash down to the bathroom and put your finger down your throat.
Whatever. But anyway, that's the deal. We got the mayonnaise, we got the plastic spoons.
And we have microphones, two of them, so you can hear in stereo the eating of the mayonnaise.
And of course, the world famous trademark Dynamike barf bucket will be here in the studio for
which
you.
Will be on the right side of all the contestants today.
Oh, so it's not next to you.
Thank you.
You got that.
All right.
So come on down. We'll start this as soon as you guys get here. I would imagine there'll probably be guys turning around right now.
I think there are guys that are on their way to work that are changing their...
We got a guy here already.
Excellent.
We got a guy here already. Already. Okay. Let's see. Phone calls and then weekend and then the show. Hello, Don and Mike. Actually, this is the show.
Yes.
Sorry, this is not like a warm-up. This is the show.
We're here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Bad news. This is Matt from Sacramento here, and we're having technical difficulties, and we can't listen to the show.
Well, sorry about that, dude. I don't know what the technical difficulties would be unless perhaps the program director still has his thumb up. Here is...
We have an engineer.
Our engineer, Wendell Hall. Hi, Wendell.
He just called and told me this, and it's not us. I can hear us on the satellite.
It's okay, thanks. I like
what did he say? What?
It's not us.
Oh, it's not us.
It's not our problem. It's the problem with the Sacramento station.
Thanks. Okay, well, we love you guys.
Thank you, my
friend. Wendell speak for a while.
That's Wendell after a long weekend.
Well, no, Wendell doesn't have weekends anymore.
It's not easy being Wendell. I mean, even with the new Wendell.
The old Wendell would come in here and be, here's what the problem is, sir.
No, even with the new Wendell, I'm telling you, it's still not easy living in that skin.
Let off your coffee, girl.
Oh, and you got to be 21 for this contest, as all of our contests. So the first kid... that came down from high school is not old enough to eat the mayonnaise.
Ah, the kids love these contests, don't they?
Yeah, you gotta be 2-1.
The 2-1-er.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
I'm calling from Sacramento. And are you guys on today?
Right. Okay.
Well, here we go. Here we go. Let the parade of morons begin.
They have no way of knowing.
They have no way of knowing anything.
Why don't the people of KHDK make an announcement? Now, don't get mad at the people of Sacramento. Yeah. Although, I guess you could. They can't hear you now.
No, it'll be like 500 people. Hey, what's wrong?
Calling us. The people of KHDK should make an announcement that they're having a problem on the technical.
They should.
They should, but they won't. I guess it's open season on Sacramento until the satellite's back up.
Instead, everyone will call from Sacramento and try to figure out a way they can fight about it. Jackasses.
Hi. Welcome to our Monday get-together.
Where are you calling from? Stockton?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from the Legacy in Philly.
Right on.
I don't have a... Thank you.
Hold on. Let me just tell you. What, the first thing you said I had to do delete out, because we're not allowed to talk about on the air, the ratings and stuff, how they get the ratings. But if that's true, that's good.
You know, yeah, he does it.
He doesn't?
He says he does not.
Oh, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Oh, he doesn't.
But wants to know how he can help.
Oh, you got to listen hard.
For instance, I'm looking to buy a car. If I go to XYZ car dealer and say, hey, I'm buying this car strictly because of Don and Mike radio show,
every,
would that help
you
guys?
Anything would help.
Excuse me. A ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
That is it now. From this point forward, every purchase you make, whether they're an advertiser or not, say, I'm buying this because of the Don and Mike show. They said it was great.
Really? So I deleted it out. The guy...
He doesn't.
He doesn't have. Okay, well, listen.
No.
The Arbitron ratings are what we need. And we can't talk about that
in
detail on the air.
Right.
Yeah, even though... You know, we're not... Mike?
What?
Everybody, we're not going to do it today. Let's sit on it till tomorrow.
No problem.
The whole thing. Do I mean, even though it's like you and me, I know, has been eating you all weekend. And me too.
More than I expected. I didn't, you know, I was in a blue funk all weekend long.
Well, listen, I'll just tell you in a nutshell, because we've been way inside the whole last week, maybe too much inside.
Very, very inside. A lot of stuff going on.
Showing you the underbelly of radio, but... This meeting that we had on Friday with the Philadelphia PD.
It's about as discouraging a meeting as I've had in quite some time.
the one that he started by slamming the door and saying, none of this on the air.
We've done
a lot of thinking about that over the weekend. And kind of crystallizes exactly where we stand as far as this guy and us on WYSP. Basically, no matter what we do, he wants... to get rid of us. That this guy,
he never, and I get the impression he probably never wanted us.
But we were having the discussion at one point. I said, well, what if we go through the roof and we're number one, 12 plus among all this, what if we're the number one rated show in Philadelphia? His answer was, well, what do I do middays and what do I do at night?
No.
That was the answer. So I don't get where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I guess, Tim, an acquaintance of mine, a former friend, now he's been lowered officially to an acquaintance of mine.
An acquaintance now?
For a quarter of a century, he was a friend.
Yeah.
Now he's been lowered officially in my Palm Pilot to acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
No longer on my buddy list, incidentally.
Mm.
He's on my non-buddy list.
Mm-hmm.
I
call him my Philly boss.
We had a meeting with this guy. I mean, it's amazing that we got on the air on Friday. And did a show after the browbeating that we took from this guy.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear all the people you mentioned that are mentioned in a meeting sometimes when things aren't going well. Hypothetically, I'm speaking of course, when you hear names brought up of people that have said bad things about you. You know, normally, I think when you say bad things about certain people, that's a good idea to just keep that between you and the other person and not really bring in the people who you were talking bad about.
Right.
Well, what Mike is saying is, what this guy said was that corporate people didn't like our show.
Hmm.
You know, the answer to that would be, well, I'd like to know the corporate people because, you know, we just got a brand new 5-year deal with the corporate people.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Anyway.
That you'd go into that and you know, really... pony up that kind of dough if you didn't like it.
Right.
Anyway, the guy just totally pissed us off, and all bets are off with this guy. And the only thing we can do now is ask our listeners in Philadelphia to support the show.
That's all we can do. And that's not a bad thing necessarily, sure. No matter how you motivate yourself. We motivate ourselves with negative energy as well as positive
energy. But we're not quitters. He wants us to quit.
We're not going to quit, and we love the city of Philadelphia, and yeah. I love the people in Philadelphia. Nothing's going to change that. You know, we really, really do, and I do hope that...
And I'll tell you why I'm feeling good, Mike.
Why is that, Tom?
Because it's Metallica.
Yeah!
Because it's Metallica.
Right. Right.
And that's the kind of out-of-the-box thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what guys say in meetings now. You got to think out of the box.
Right.
You actually do that thing like mimes.
Draw the box.
Think mm-hmm. out of the box. Out of the box. Mm-hmm. Metallica's coming back. It's May. Hold on. Metallica.
Out of the box.
Why put anything on the website about the morning disc jockey or the afternoon disc jockey? Just put... First thing you see on the station website, it's Metallica.
Good. Very good.
Jesus. All right, so we got that out of our system.
Yeah, good. I feel better.
You know, you indulged us, thank you, for 10 minutes. Now let's move on with the show. That's where things stand in Philly.
Very good.
And we will appeal to a higher authority.
Ah.
We will appeal to a higher authority than Timothy Sabian.
I've learned things. I mean, I think I finally figured it out, and I'll someday I'll give my theory about all this and why things go the way they go.
Well, we had a bad day in Philly on Friday, but it's not going to affect you today here.
Not at all.
Cinco de Mayo.
Not as you wave that mayonnaise jar in the air.
I got it right here. Right here.
And that's good. And if we have leftovers, I need some mayo.
You got it.
And you know what? It's the one area, you know, I know I'm trying to lose weight and all. But it's the one area.
Don't forget, tomorrow's the weigh-in day.
Yeah, tomorrow's weigh-in.
What? What are you shaking your head for?
I just don't think it's going to go well.
Oh, damn.
I can tell you, based on lunch today, it's not going to go well.
Wow. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello. This is Martha from Arlington, Virginia.
Hi there, Martha.
Hi. I want to let you guys know that I'm a perfect example of why you should fight this PD in Philly. I was basically got started listening to your show years ago when you were on 105, and you guys basically offended me several times, but through carpool I was made to listen, and now you won me over, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little bit older than you guys are, but certainly, and I am a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and
Amen.
I have no problem with what you guys are doing.
Goddamn right.
I think you guys are providing an absolutely wonderful service.
Well, how nice.
And some of the topics that you all talk about, all right. I have actually even gotten off See? Myself and called okay. in. And this is the first time, and I'd say okay. 5 years of trying to talk to you.
I'm sorry, we can't continue
you
this.
I've been
video time
and
you know,
she meant well. Yeah. I couldn't stand that.
Neither could I. That sounded to me like calling home. Say, hey, honey, how's your day going?
Supportive and yet annoying.
Yeah, well, now, Buzz, you said that.
Yes, I did.
Not me. Okay? Hello, Don and Meisher. You might be speaking about your wife, but my wife, always supportive.
I do want to say...
Never annoying.
I emailed Rob over the weekend, and I want to say this to our little...
Or Rob.
Our little band
wife.
Of merry men. I want to say that, you know what? We did have a bad day on Friday, but boy, you know, we all did our damnedest to pick each other up on
yeah.
Friday. I thought we were going through the train station, you know.
Without booze.
Yeah. Everybody was tired. Everybody had been through, you know, the war, and it was just... Everybody was helping each other. It wasn't anything over the top. It was just a good little crew. Oh, and, no. you know, and I say... Kudos. I say bravo to you all. Bravo to you all. Because really, I think of all the people. I know you were affected by it. You were even more up than I was. I was extremely affected by Friday. I was very, very down. And it was just good to be around everybody being goofy and doing our goofy thing at the train station. You know, that we all do, where we all do our own little thing. And I enjoyed myself.
I learned a lesson on Friday night, and that is if you have to yell somewhere, yell in the 30th Street Station
yeah.
because it sounds really... Really good.
And he did it twice. He did it coming and going.
I don't know if they designed that room to be yelled in.
Oh, yeah.
Something about a 30-foot marble ceiling, Jack.
At one point, Buzz was we were ready to go to the train, and Buzz was nowhere to be found.
Wandered off.
I think Lisa yelled for him, Don yelled for him, and then Rob
cut loose with his cracked a Liberty Bell.
Yeah,
re-cracked it.
And then I showed right out.
No, you can't. Buzz flew around the corner after that.
Great. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys, radio gods, man.
Howdy.
You guys are great. I'm from the Legacy area.
Thank you. Thank you. Legacy, Pennsylvania.
Yep. Damn right. I just want to tell you guys, man, you guys can't leave the radio. You guys are awesome.
We're not.
But I just have to ask you one question, though.
Let me just make that... Hold on. I'm interrupting because that's what I do. We're not leaving. We're not quitting. We're not quitting.
Well, I know. I understand. I'm saying you guys can't get kicked out or do whatever. You know, you guys got to stay on the air because...
Right on.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
They can shove it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, but I have one question for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, have you seen it?
All right, now I know where... Seen what?
My wiener!
That's a good call all the way around. You had a little comedy at the end.
All the way back to something about Mary.
I like that call.
Have you seen my wiener?
Have you seen my wiener?
We'll play that coming out of the next break.
Hi, Ted!
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sitting here looking at a 32-ounce jar of mayonnaise. Can I play along at home?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course you can. Now, keep in mind that the jars that the contestants will be eating are only 16 ounces.
Imagine if
you're 16 ounces.
Yeah, imagine if you finish your 32-ouncer, your standard sizer, before they do. Imagine how disappointed you'll be that you didn't do it here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy Metallica, boys.
Right.
Hey, my buddy Dave and I are getting ready to play the Cinco de Mayo home game, and I'm wondering if we can use Miracle Whip, if that's all right.
Sure. It's great that a lot of people are playing at home.
Sure you can. I think the last guy was calling from Seattle. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Spokane.
See, Mike, these are all people from out of town who want to play Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
You don't want to be left out. What's fun is that?
Right. Beautiful. We'll do it. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
You know, really, I would urge people that are contemplating playing this game at home to bring their mayonnaise jar out to, some local pub and perhaps have it turn into some sort of financial windfall.
Yeah. But we got to have people show. People are going to show up here at the station. We just announced it 10 minutes ago. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing? This is Jim from Philadelphia.
From the Legacy, Pennsylvania.
The Legacy. Now, I just wanted to call you, man. I ain't going to beat on the subject. You got my support 100%. You guys opened my eyes to a great thing in radio with, like, talk radio. You guys are completely down to earth, and I respect you guys, and I listen to your show every day.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Imagine if we ever heard anything close to that coming from the mouth of the program director.
Ha, ha, ha.
Imagine. Hello.
Ha, ha, ha.
Don and Mike Show. Don't forget, Mike, he's our biggest supporter at Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah.
He said that to us.
Yes, he did.
You have no bigger supporter at Infinity Broadcasting than me. Right. And I said to him, really, how is that? And he said, here was the rationale. He said, do you remember a couple of years ago when there was an opening in Detroit and they needed a show to fill in like for 6 weeks?
Well,
he said,
well, it's official.
He said, yeah. I was behind that.
Yeah.
Behind getting us on in Detroit for 6 weeks.
Yeah. It's great support.
Hello, Don and Mike. And he was gonna put us on in Chicago.
Yeah.
Except he got fired from that job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, it's Dave from Legacy.
Yeah, hi, Legacy.
How you doing?
Hi.
I wanted to let you guys know, before you guys came on, that douche Cousin Ed was sitting there saying he was the one that put that no smoking sign up for you, Don.
Well, now, Cousin Ed isn't a douche, but if Cousin Ed did that, I wish you would have come up and said it to our faces on Friday. He was certainly walking around all day when we were talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, lack of that word, but he was sitting there making fun of you the entire time just before you guys came on.
Maybe he's also the guy that put up the other signs in the studio.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, besides the smoking signs, we found like these caption contests.
Right.
All radio stations have that. You put up a picture and guys, right? Well, there was one picture that had like, it must have been like a Tampa Bay Devil Rays game because the Devil Rays, right? It was a baseball stadium that was empty except for two people. Mm-hmm. And the first caption was, listeners to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a movement. I don't know how many in number they are, but, we're not idiots. We feel it when we go into the studio up there, and we felt it before. It's a, very familiar feeling.
That's fine. And if it was the midday disc jockey, Cousin Ed, that put up those signs, you know, smoking, no matter who you think you are, well, I would just say to him, if he's got the balls to say it on the radio today when we're not there,
mm-hmm.
how come he didn't come in and even during a commercial set tell us on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
I saw his little bald head walking around on Friday.
Right.
Right? He was like scurrying around. Little rat-like movements all the time, walking around.
You know, I don't like to indict anybody. It's just, but you do. You know, when you're trying to analyze things, you do get a bit of a vibe, and I get a little vibe there. And sure. When we first went on, wasn't there a little issue there?
Yeah.
With him, and I think it's a natural thing that. Because of shifts when they've moved him to someplace, because we were there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's natural. I think it's going to happen, it doesn't surprise me at all. But I feel the same as you do. You know, say it to our face, but that's not the way this game works,
right?
You know, I mean, we've learned that too. I mean, say la vie.
It's easier to say it when we're out of town,
mm-hmm. right?
And frankly, I'm surprised Tim let you say it. Surprised that Tim did. Well, who knows? Maybe Tim wrote it down for him. Maybe it was one of the liners
in the book.
Yeah, that doesn't mention us.
Yeah, right.
Okay. We've totally got this out of our system now?
Yeah, for now.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, for now. I mean, it might last for a while. I think we should move forward.
I want to try to move past
sure.
it. We've made our point. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, this contest is racially biased, man.
How is that, my brother?
Brothers don't eat mayonnaise like that, man.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. I thought it was Jewish people that didn't eat mayonnaise.
Hold on. What do you mean brothers don't? Nobody eats mayonnaise like this. Nobody just, with the exception of Rob, nobody just sits down with a jar of mayonnaise and a spoon.
Now, wait a minute. I always believed that it was because so many of my Jewish friends would not eat mayonnaise, I thought it was a Jewish thing about mayonnaise.
You have Jewish friends?
Have you ever seen the movie Undercover Brother?
You did. I said, you have Jewish friends, and you said I did.
I did. No. deal was, I remember the disc jockey that was a good friend of mine, Larry Wax?
Yeah.
And Larry Wax was, Rob, don't look at me like that. Larry Wax always, I think Larry was the one that always had a thing about mayonnaise. And then a couple other guys that I knew at AU. I'm not sure who.
Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, whether you're a brother or a cracker.
But I always thought the brothers were down with mayo.
Don't you eat a Whopper?
Yeah, but you know what? You should have like a 16-ounce bottle of hot sauce in it. That'd be a little bit better.
Anybody that doesn't like mayo will order their Whopper without mayonnaise.
Listen, right. The fact of the matter is...
And I like saying it like that, mayonnaise.
It's not Cinco de hot sauce, though. You're missing the comedic value of this. It's Cinco de mayo.
I'm not missing it. I'm just trying to get the brothers more involved.
M-A-Y-O.
I think you're projecting your own thing on your entire race, sir.
And I'd like to quote Mike O'Mara. What Mike just said has a lot of value. Brothers are down with mayonnaise.
put some hot sauce in your mayo.
Come on down. Brothers are welcome, as always, on this show. Hello.
I'm Irish. I love mayonnaise.
Don and Mike show. Hello. I
grew up on
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making my year. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. Hey.
Howdy.
From a purely radio visualization point of view, how are we to know when someone is actually finished with a jar of mayonnaise?
Well, that is where our descriptive qualities will come into play. Our talent at describing. Not only will you hear the person eating, but you will also hear the plastic spoon rattling around the empty jar.
In the days of television sports nowadays, sir, you really don't get to enjoy the great descriptive power of radio like they used to have when they would call a baseball game on the radio. But it lives here. It lives here when we are able to give you every nuance, every detail.
You'll hear it. We've got the sensitive, ultra-sensitive microphones, the mayo mics, the bark.
I know.
The bark
when bucket. I'm making a sandwich, I can always get another little bit of mayonnaise out of the jar. You know, and if you're coming to the tenth of a second here, you know.
Well, there's a degree of subjectivity, and I think that really when we see glass at the bottom, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, one more call, and we're going to break. Because I've not even gotten to my weekend yet,
right?
Which was just heinous. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio guy.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
My name is Tom. I'm calling from the Legacy.
Legacy. Listen to all these calls you get from Legacy.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Hi.
I just wanted you guys to know one thing. Remember, when you guys leave Philly in September, it was because you had no listeners. But Opie and Anthony, they were kicked off because they just made a mistake.
Okay, here you go. Now, you know what? You suffer from what I like to call Cousin Ed syndrome. That if you wanted to say something like that, we would have put you on the air, but why did you lie to the screener?
And then run away.
Right.
Yeah. Skateboarder out.
There you go. Well, it all, you know, and the fact remains that what we were handed here, if you talk about an alleged mistake in Washington, D.C., your heroes handed us 18th place.
Listen.
Yeah.
Which we never were.
And this is something that I think Tim's got to get through his big fat head. And maybe those skateboarders do too. Those dudes are gone. Those dudes are gone.
Not coming back.
Okay? They're gone. It doesn't really matter what they did for the brief time that their flame flickered.
Yeah, but here's the deal. We stack our track record up against theirs any day of the week. Talk about a length of time and as far, you know, really, stop looking backwards. Really? And I think, you know what? We were discussing this. That's not symptomatic of those people that call it. It's symptomatic of the radio station.
Yeah.
It really is.
You really want to support our show in Philly? I'm talking to the people at YSP. Why don't you take down the WOW stickers? Hey, Tim. You know that picture behind you, directly behind you in your office, of you on stage with the skateboarders? Your autographed picture? Why do you still have that up in your office?
Mm-hmm. To go.
Dude.
Yeah.
Huh, dude? I called that one right. Flavor of the month. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? We may not last in Philly because of you, Tim, or because of our own undoing. But I guarantee, you know what we are? We're either chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry.
Right.
We're not a flavor of the month. Mm-hmm. We're not pineapple, Jamaican, you know, nut chip.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, right.
That would have pineapple and a little vanilla-based ice cream and then some chocolate chips in it.
That is a flavor of the month.
And you'd grow tired of it.
That is the flavor. Yes,
yeah, you're probably.
And right. You'd go back to chocolate, vanilla,
that's
and
right.
Strawberry.
That's right.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. Okay? Now,
I want to be chocolate.
You got it.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Rob, I got dibs on vanilla. You have to be Starberry.
No, no.
Yes, yes, no, you're no. Starberry.
No.
No, I'm the vanilla one.
I'm double vanilla.
No, oh, stop it. I'm triple vanilla.
Boys.
I'm vanilla infinity. Let's break.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want this show to go like this.
Yeah.
You know how we feel. Let's break. We have a bunch of people calling from Philly, from Legacy PA. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
You know, show your support of the ratings, and we'll see what happens there. Now, let's not forget, today, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Just a weekend. I'll tell you about it in a second in depth, but a weekend really... Suicide crossed my mind roughly 1,000 times this weekend as I was volunteering at my child's school for the final time.
That's because you didn't get a chance to see Dick Van Patten.
Yeah, and Mike got to see Dick Van Patten. Clear the lines out right now, and let's get a caller 100. You know, we're very close, Stanley. We're dangerously close to giving away this money.
Very exciting.
$500. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And no smoking! Mike, Mom's always been there for us, but this Mother's Day, she deserves the softest gift for the hardest job. Go ahead, be incestual. Send your mom a pajamagram.
She'll receive the most luxurious pajamas along with free lavender bath tea, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign, all delivered in a keepsake hat box.
Mom,
what's going on here?
Mom, you're taking your bath? Think about me. To send a pajamagram gift, shop online at pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and they'll help you choose the perfect pair.
You know what? They have gowns, robes, slippers, and great spa products too, Don.
This Mother's Day, send off the softest gift for the hardest job. Just visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
That's pajamagram.com.
Are you in the tub, Mama?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself.
Yeah, I agree.
This is not a bathroom. excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room.
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
And spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it.
Yeah, I agree. It's odd and kind of funny.
It was very bad. Very bad.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come and enjoy their world-famous love acts. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. America's most happening hate mongers. The Don and Mike Show. Under the direction of Andrew Blake. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Going nuts.
Hey, what happened?
Call 100 times. We do have contestants here for Cinco de Mayo. We'll get to them in a second.
Very good.
Call 100.
100.
Here we go. Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm the 100th caller.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, where are you from?
From Fairfax, Virginia.
On WJFK. Chuck, you won the Mom's Biggest Fan Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. To order a bear for your mamo for Mother's Day, call 1-800-282-3131 or go to VermontTeddyBear.com, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Here I am. A good sponsor of the show.
Amen.
We love Vermont Teddy Bear. Now you'll play for $500, and you came dangerously close to giving this money away on Friday, so good luck. Your clues are yellow. 16. And
okay.
Rob has the exact clarification of what we're looking for.
Right.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Kid and Play.
And we wish you Godspeed. Oh, they have the funny hair, right? One of them did.
Yeah.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Kid and Play.
Kid and Play.
Which one had the funny hair?
Kid.
Kid. Hey, Kid. Hey, Kid. What's your problem?
Like a volcano about to erupt, get set. I'm going to wind it up. I'm getting funky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
For $500.
Yeah.
What does that sound?
I think it's a seatbelt clicking.
Oh.
Oh, we're sorry.
Nope. Sorry.
I really don't think, even with all the clues in the world, the listeners have a chance here, based on what you just said, that Rob has the clarification what it really is.
Nice yellow seatbelt. Incidentally, we had a guy who guessed very closely on Friday, and Buzz.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Buzz has the answer. You didn't see it. He held it up.
Got it.
Buzz has the answer. Want to mention everybody... Come on, don't get mad, Mike.
God damn it.
Hey. If you really want to know, I'll tell you.
Don't hate me. I'm always out of the loop.
Tell you, hey, you weren't out of the loop on Friday.
I'm out of the loop on this, and I always have been. And one of these days, it's going to come back. It's going to bite you all in the ass.
Listen, everybody that comes down for Cinco de Mayo will get a prize, whether it's
tuna.
A gift certificate for a dinner at a Crystal City Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's really a strip club, but
yeah. Take mom.
This is good food.
Great
We have Modell's gift certificates. We got Wolf Crab concerts. And some people will actually get, courtesy of www.bagdadrummy.com,
right,
the actual playing cards that our military has put out.
That is just so cool, and I wanted those, and we have a limited amount, and Charlie wouldn't give me any until
we
get more.
We're giving them away.
We're giving them all away. I mean, these are really exclusive. We don't have a lot of these.
We got these from this company that has worked with our armed forces, and as you can see, the Ace of Spades is Saddam, and we've got the list of all of the bad guys, and, you know, I didn't know this. As I'm going through the list, and I'm looking, of course, the names are impossible to figure out.
Right.
You know, Ten of Hearts is Taha Yassin Ramdam Al-Jarin. Did you know this, Mike? The Six of Clubs? Tim Sabian.
Program director of
WYA.
Fascinating.
On the Pursue, Kill, and Capture Baghdad Rummy. So anyway, we'll give away those cards to people that come down for Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
Now, the weekend. Here's where I'm at on the weekend. My son, God love him, finally is a senior. And he's been going to the same school since he was in third grade. It's one of those schools that, you know, you send them there and they got a lower school, a middle school, and an upper school.
Yep.
Okay. And he's gone to the same school now, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th. This is 12th grade. 10 years he's gone to the school.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. 10 years. My wife and I have paid, well, no, I take that back. I paid. She's written the check, but I paid a king's ransom to give my son a quality education. And I've got no bones with it because it's a great school. And they've done a real fine job of preparing him for college and preparing him for life. Part of the deal, though, when you send your kids to schools like this or any school is that they got these fundraising things and they got carnivals and festivals and the parents always get involved. And for the last 10 years, I've come on and told you always the weekend after the big Azalea Festival what I've had to do. Mm-hmm. And I've worked my way up the food chain. So my wife has worked her way up the food chain to where she was one year she was like the co-chairperson of this. And I've done everything. I've cleaned out garbage. I've flipped burgers. I have served soft drinks. For the last 3 years, I ran the shuttle carts that were allegedly there to take old people from the parking lot to the site where they were selling these azalea flowers.
And that was your favorite job. You liked doing the shuttle.
Well, this year, I got moved to a different type of shuttle. It was plant shuttle.
Mm.
And what this, the way this works is because this whole thing is just nutty that you go up and you buy the flowers or you buy this azalea plant, this big goddamn tree that's in a brown gunny sack.
Well, they're that big?
Yeah.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they are lovely, but they're a pain in the ass.
They're huge.
And I'll tell you why they're a pain in the ass, because for guys like me, because let's say that you are there, you're Joe Snob, and you're at this thing, and you say, that's a beautiful azalea, I'll buy that. I'll buy the tree.
Right.
Well, then what they do is they say to you, for your convenience, you just have to go to plant pickup, give them your last name, and the plant will be there. Well, somebody has to pick up the plant, put it in the back of a golf cart that really is like the thing that they take an injured NFL player off the field with, and drive that over to the area where there's
plant. It's a work cart.
Plant pickup, yes. Mm-hmm. And right. Then look at the tag and see what the last name is, and then what I would have to do is drive down to wherever the last name was, and then unload the plant.
Into their car?
No. And what you do is you just put it on the ground, and then when the cars would come up, there were other people there, and it was their job to pick it up off the ground and put it into the car.
A lot of lifting.
The whole thing, you know, in theory, runs like a machine. The problem is that this year, like every year, there's too many chefs. That the guy who's over at the azalea place, where you actually buy the flowers and the shrubs and everything, he's got one idea about how things should be run.
Right.
Then you got the guy who's running the hamburger stand, and he's got an idea how it should be run. Then you got the woman who's the chair lady, who's running around in her golf cart with her walkie-talkie, talking to all her minions. And then you've got the people that are running the plant pickup and the people that are running the craft fair.
And what are you, just a drone?
And, yeah, I'm a drone, and I'm just going from point A to point B, and I got ordered around this weekend by so many soccer moms, I was going out of my mind. And I'm not talking about just the customers that were there to buy, that went to this festival at my kid's school. I'm talking about the moms that were working there. And I want to give a shout out that this is not all negative, that the women that I worked with in the plant pickup area, they were all MILFs, and
ooh,
I love them, and I'll tell you why I love them. Because they appreciated the fact that I worked a double shift on Saturday and a triple shift on Sunday.
Right.
They appreciated the fact that when I would pull up, in theory, when I would pull up in the work cart full of the plants, I was supposed to sit there and let ladies lift a bunch of this stuff out, and I wouldn't let them do that. I would jump out and lift the plants, and they appreciate
it. Here I come to save the day.
Well, I'll tell you what I love most about these ladies.
Now, if they'd been just guys, you would have let the guys unload it, right?
Yeah, of course. But they were all ladies. They were all girls. And they were all just chain-smoking to beat the band. Love them. God love them. At one point, the head mom who was working at this thing, she said to me, "Where's your cigar?" And I said, "Oh, listen, I've been warned by the Nazis here, you know, the no smoking on campus." She said, "Honey, you're a volunteer. We're all smoking over here. Don't worry about it." So I said to her, "Both
instant love affair."
Because
yeah.
I'm so paranoid and pussy whipped. I said, "Well, listen, when my wife sees me smoking a cigar, you tell her that you said it was okay." I mean, this is the weird relationship.
That's a way to establish yourself as a strong-willed man.
Well, Mike, you know Frida. And Frida's been working on the committee of this thing, so damn if 10 minutes later, I'm not driving the truck and I'm pulling it up and I'm...
Are you driving it with a cigar in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm pulling up and Frida comes by in her golf cart and she goes, hey, no smoking. And I turned and I said, ha-ha, talk to this lady right here.
There you go.
And God bless her, this other MILF got a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. She said... Hey, we're volunteers. Yeah, we're volunteers.
It's outside, right?
We're not bothering anybody. Mm-hmm. And I bit my tongue. I didn't say anything.
Oh, this was a real freedom moment. So I worked it out with all the ladies that I was working with, and I was really busting my ass. I mean, I'm used to driving the cart around,
right?
Shuttling people. Really, there's no manual labor, but right. I was mad at my wife because this year she gave me a job that I actually had to work at.
I would imagine you had a pretty sore back by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, I had a lot of work to do, and no one showed up for the third shift yesterday, so my wife said, can you work an extra 5 minutes, which turned into an extra 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no problems.
Well, it's kind of like your last hurrah, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I kept saying that to myself as like, you know, my own mantra. Last year, he's a senior. Next year... If we come back, we're going to be the people that are causing the trouble. We're going to be the people that are making the other parents lift and carry and order and abuse. And at one point, I was waiting. I had strategically parked my work cart behind some shrubbery, waiting for the plants, waiting for people to buy the plants, because I want to be there, Johnny, on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they buy them, I want to pull up in my work cart. I want to load them on and get them ready to load on. So I'm sitting there having a cigar, and Frida comes by, and she's standing there with me, and one of these other moms comes up and goes, there's no smoking on campus. And my wife said, oh, no, he got permission. And the lady said, that's not the example that I think we should be setting. And I looked at Frida and looked at her and said, okay. And she walked away, and I said to Frida, hey, how about this? Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm.
She said, proud of you for what? That you didn't, like...
Tell the woman to go to hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I didn't say what I wanted to say. You know, well, gee, people aren't supposed to be 200 pounds overweight either, but I see they let you in. You know, and
well, see, you can bite your tongue and realize that you have the opportunity to pop in here on Monday and make it all right.
That's you know, and technically they're not supposed to let dogs on campus either, but everybody that shows up brings a dog, right. And there's dogs all over the place, and I'm not bothering anybody. All I know is that it was 5 hours on Saturday and 7 hours yesterday, and just... You know, except I want to make this clear that the people that I was working with at Plant Pickup could not have been nicer. They're all great MILFs and really nice ladies, but
nice.
Man,
nice.
Just so many jerks that are there. And I saw the Spiewax, too.
Yeah.
They were jerks, too.
Oh, wow.
No, they weren't. They weren't. Robbie and his family came out. But you get to the point where, because you're volunteering there,
right.
You know, you're doing this to help out the school that you're already paying a king's ransom to send your kid to, and everybody that goes there gets the feeling that they're walking into needless markup. And after a while... Like, it wears down on you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me when I used to work at Burger Chef.
People just, you know, treating you like you're Brad in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I had more than one lady say to me, as she would buy her plants, I don't know if I want you to bring those to Plant Pickup. I said, okay, well, then what would you like me to do? I want you to bring them directly to my car. I said, ma'am, I'm not allowed to do that, but I promise you that I'll bring them right over to Plant Pickup. Well, last year, two of my plants were damaged. I said, well, I promise you can watch me put this right on the cart, and I'm going to drive this right over to Plant Pickup.
Why don't you tell her that the plants have less chance of getting damaged if she keeps them between two pillows?
And I'll put it down right by your name, and I guarantee that nothing will happen to your plants. And then she sized me up. She's like, let me go, you know, wondering if I'm trustworthy enough.
Right.
You know, I'm 44 goddamn years old.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, lady, I can take a box full of petunias, put them in the back of a golf cart, drive them 500 yards, and put them on the concrete by the letter of your last name, which happened to be C.
I can do it.
It just happened to be.
Was that the letter of her first name, too?
Yes, and her middle initial. I can do it. And it's just after a while, I just kept saying to myself, as I would drive past other parents that I knew, who I knew were feeling the same way I was, you would just drive past them or walk past them, you just go, don't forget, seeing your parents. Meaning, you know, next year,
right?
Next year,
for free.
We don't have to be.
You can abuse the help next year.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why we'll go back next year. I also had the distinct misfortune of seeing a guy, and I want to say something now. It's a private message from me on behalf of Mike and I, but really me personally to a guy named Bennett Zier.
Hey,
You were right. That I had just, here in a nutshell, had been through this long 7-hour day yesterday. My wife and I were on our way out, and I feel a hand on my shoulder, and this guy says, hey, you owe me a phone call. And at that point, and I won't tell you why, but he was a guy that I did owe a phone call to, and Frida just bailed on me. Because she immediately knew that there was some guy that I had done something to.
Right.
And anyway, Bennett, I'm sorry, you're right. I owed you a phone call, but we made it right. So anyway, I've had the pleasure of running into this guy.
Good.
I was in the shopping area, and the worst mistake my wife ever made, bringing me into this area where they had like arts and crafts, because they had one area way back in the corner where they had a lady that was selling like bobblehead dolls and all this NFL stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Packer socks, Packer bookmarks.
Mm-hmm. They probably brought the Packer stuff in because they knew you were going to be there.
I brought I bought a Packer's hat that had, you know, the G on it?
Yeah.
It lights up. I swear to God.
You are a mook.
It flashes. It's got a little like Christmas lights in it.
It's once a show. You're scaring me.
Yeah.
However, I did not buy the Packers die-cast metal helicopter.
You didn't do that.
I didn't.
Why not?
Because, Mike, because I got a line.
You
I got a line.
Over.
I'll buy the socks. Uh-huh. I'll buy the bookmarks.
Right.
I'll buy the... Oh, Helen, I was so desperate. You know I love pencils. I bought like 25 Oakland Raiders pencils yesterday. I don't even like the Raiders. I've got them
but
here
but they're
now.
Football and they're pencils, yeah. And you have them now.
So I've got them.
And you brought them into school just like most kids would when they got new stuff.
Well, I love holding pencils when I'm talking. Mm-hmm. And I thought of you, incidentally, and thought of Rob when I was there. I called Rob up and I said, Rob, do you have the Elvis Monopoly game? Because I thought, well, this would be a great gift for Robbie. And he said, yeah, he had it already.
Very good.
Shocked. And they also had the Boston Red Sox Monopoly. And I thought,
and where is it?
Well, here's what I was thinking. I'd buy it for you.
Yeah.
You'd go, hey, that's great. And then 6 months from now, I'd see it up in the office. You know, I mean, you'd be like me. It'd be like, you go.
I'm not into the.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I
like my team, but I mean, you know, when it comes to stuff. Like clothes and stuff, but a Monopoly game, no, I wouldn't have been.
I will tell you one thing that I would not buy that this woman was pushing on me, because she knew she had a sucker.
Right.
When I bought the bookmarks,
yeah.
She and then when I bought the hat that has the light with the G is lit up, she knew that she had a fish with a big hook in its mouth.
Right.
She said, I've got an item you were going to love.
An item.
And
it's Mark Final.
She reaches down into her basket. And she pulls out something. It's a fan face. And what it is a rubber mask, like a Halloween mask, that you put over your entire head. And one half is painted green.
Right.
And the other half is painted gold.
That is something for idiots.
And it's got a big G right on the top of it. And she said, you can wear this, and you don't really have to paint your face.
Yeah, you'll just have a sweaty mop of hair when you get done with the game.
And I said, No, thank you.
Didn't you tell her the truth? That you enjoy doing the face painting?
Mike, I have never painted my face. But anyway, that's where
Did they have any other Red Sox stuff there?
They had, they had the Red Sox face mask, but it was a rally cap face mask.
Okay.
It was a baseball hat that was turned around backwards.
Nope, not a chance.
That had the face, you know, the rubber face on
right.
the front.
Not a chance.
They had Red Sox bookmarks.
I don't read.
I know you don't read.
Right.
And I think they have Red Sox pencils, but I didn't think you'd be into them.
Yeah, my daughter would, but that would be about it.
I was thinking about you.
Well, that's it sounds like they had more than just the Azaleas.
Oh, and they had a big, gigantic sticker. Yaz is a fact.
They did not.
Yeah, well, they did.
Did not.
But they were sold out. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Everybody was buying the Yaz is a fag sticker.
You'll see them everywhere. Hello. Did they have the one of,
come on.
I can't use it. I can't hurt you like that. So I'm thinking, do they have the one of Paul Horning in drag?
Yes.
All right, good.
Hello,
do you notice, and which one is that? The one I was laying off?
Bart Starr.
Oh, it was Bart Starr.
Bart Starr. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I saw you doing your wonderful volunteer work this weekend.
You were there?
I think I was there. I will not mention the school's name. Oh. And I can't believe that for all your wife does, you got stuck on plant pickup.
Well, actually, it's one of the better jobs.
Haven't you done them all?
I have done every job at that school, every job.
You know why they gave you that job, don't you?
Buzz, not because I'm big and strong.
No?
No. Why?
No, because of those comments you made, which I thought were hilarious a few weeks ago, about the blondes from Texas.
No, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I'm not allowed to talk about the other parents.
Okay,
all right, thank you. Goodbye. You get me in trouble with my wife.
Is that somebody you know, probably?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. But, yeah. Definitely. No, I think she was a whore, Rob. She was well meaning.
Yes.
Very much so.
Rob comfortably in the back of the studio, just bellowing whore.
What is he care?
And Rob, you were there. You saw what a freaking zoo that was.
Kids had a good time.
Yeah, Robbie's kids had a good time. It was nice to see them, and it was nice on Saturday night to get home after being at there all day slaving. I don't understand how you people with real jobs do it.
Right.
I couldn't survive in the real world. Can I say, look at my hands today.
Your delicate, dub-like hands are all scraped.
Look at these hands. Scraped, blistered. I couldn't do it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a petite man. I mean, I'm fat. But inside,
you're a ballerina.
I'm an artiste.
Right.
I'm not a laborer. I could never make it in the real world.
You don't think so?
Thank God for radio. Mike, I'm too dainty.
Well, I think both of us have suffered from, we've done this for so long now that there's really, we'd be like, if we had to go into the real job sector, you know what would happen to us? It would be like throwing a couple of birds out of a nest.
At one point, I got all upset.
Even though we're in our 40s, it would be like throwing a bird out of a nest. We wouldn't be able to feed ourselves.
I went to take a leak at one point, and I realized that.
We'd be able to do that.
I realized that because I'd been moving around and lifting stuff, and I put this gel junk in my hair. And, part of my hair was, sticking up on one side. And I was looking at myself in the mirror going, I don't even have a comb. I don't have any gel for my hair. Oh, look at my hands. My hands are there. What is this under my fingernails?
It's dirt.
It's dirt!
Oh, no.
I got dirt under my fingernails! Anyway, last year. That's it. I'm done.
Good. I say you go back and do stuff next year.
Goodbye.
Not a chance of any labor next year?
Good luck. I will let you know. I got to get through graduation in about a month.
Right.
And then we'll see what happens.
What you should do next year is volunteer and see how many golf carts you can total.
What's he doing going down the bank? There's another one in the river.
We got a break. Mike and the story of his fantastic weekend with Dick Van Patten.
my 8 seconds with Dick Van Patten.
And also, there are people here now for the contest.
Yes,
for Cinco de Mayo. So
Cinco de Mayo.
Mike's weekend. That's all I had for you. Oh, and I'll tell you one last thing. Run on clock, 15 seconds, very briefly.
I'll start when you start.
Here's why I love my wife. Remember that dumb purse she wanted?
Yeah, the one that she was waiting for?
Ridiculously expensive.
Right.
She found a knockoff.
Uh-huh.
She bought it.
Yeah.
She's happy as a pig in ass.
How much? And a knockoff, a fraction of the price.
Well, a knockoff was expensive, but... Yeah, a fraction of what they would really charge.
Yeah.
God bless her. I said, that's what I love about you, baby. You know, you'll take a cheap facsimile. I love you. And right when she said, well, look who I married.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks.
That's sweet.
Love you.
Kind words.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
One, two, three, four.
Jizzy. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, who was that? Anybody?
Wrong number.
Wrong number. Okay, it made the lights go off. What's up to Mr. 40, who's roaming around here? We'll bring him in a little while. We got to get this contest going.
Yeah.
40 was coming in. There's so many things that Mr. Broken Promise with him.
You are?
He was saying to me, you know, hey, dawg, you know, you got to come to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking. That's what he said, Rob. You know, I speak black. I get it. He was saying, hey, a-hole, you said that you were coming to my apartment or my condo to watch the NBA playoffs, and you've said that for 3 years in a row now.
Mm.
So I got to do that. And I want to definitely this summer go down to Anacostia with a tape recorder.
Yeah.
Where it's just me and the brothers.
I think you'll have a great time.
And we were talking about...
And I'm going to his birthday party.
Well, his birthday party is going to be... I mean, you're going to go to his real-life birthday party.
Yeah, I'm going to go to his real birthday if I can. If I don't have the kids. Even if I have the kids, I might get a sitter to go to his birthday party.
But we want to have a big cookout on June 5th. An outside cookout here at the station. Mr. Cool. 40's kicking barbecue party.
And let Mr. 40 and Grady Smoke invite everybody they want.
Yeah,
to.
Absolutely.
It'll be fantastic.
Mike.
And I always find myself talking like this when Mr. 40's around.
Let me just tell you that coming up on the show tomorrow, a guy named Amarillo Slim.
Oh, one of the most famous poker players in the world.
Not only that, this guy beat Bobby Riggs playing ping pong with a skillet. He won $300,000 from Willie Nelson playing dominoes in Las Vegas. He beat Minnesota Fats playing pool with a broomstick. He outran a horse for 100 yards and won the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. And he's made incredible bets.
Wow.
How old is he? He's been around for a million years. I don't know. We've been trying to get him on the show because the guy...
he's a real, I mean, one of the all-time great characters in America.
I know him from, I had to be like 11 or 12 when the Jets won the Super Bowl.
Right.
I remember on the news, there was a guy who bet at the time it was an astronomical amount of money, $100,000,
right,
on the Jets, 21-point underdogs,
yeah,
and the guy won. Obviously, wow. The Jets won the Super Bowl. Nice.
I think he's been in movies, too, playing poker. I think he was in movies years ago, but, you know, he's just a legendary poker player.
Also this week on the show, in studio, the girls from girlstellall.com.
Very good.
Monday, we're live from Iceland. And next week, those dudes who wrote that book, The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks.
Good.
At some point, I'll give you a preview of that. I've been trying to get to that, but, you know, other stuff comes up. Hi, Tim. Now, Mike, you had an encounter with a star of the highest magnitude this weekend.
Well, here's the deal. Dick Van Patten called us last week, and Dick Van Patten called us because he was going to be part of the Apple Blossom Festival, which is this enormous event out in Winchester, Virginia. This is what I guess the community leaders out there plan all year for, and there's celebrities involved, you know, in certain regards with this. I know Dan Aykroyd and Donna Dixon have been the grand marshals of this parade.
Aykroyd,
mm-hmm. And I know that Martin Short's daughter was, I think she was like the Shenandoah Queen, and Paul Schaefer crowned her on Thursday night.
Really? He crowned her, huh?
I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't she listen? What was the problem?
This is a big deal. Never been plugged into it, and we get out there, and Rob had made contact. There was a kid that called the show. I forgot what his name was, Rob, but what was his name?
Brian.
Brian.
Mike is on the phone.
Called the show. All right.
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
And you called the show last week to try to get me you know, involved in this thing, but it was really, I certainly understood why nothing was able to happen on short notice, because this is an enormous undertaking, this parade they have.
It's here, John. Here, I was waiting for you guys to have the. You had a chance and you blew it, tape for me.
No. I mean, I
be hauled ass out of here really, really soon after. But you'll never guess where I'm standing.
Where are you standing?
Right on the place where you were.
Really? Where?
There's a phone booth right there. That's where I am. I'm looking at the spot.
Wow.
Tell it on here.
Goodbye, Brian. Thank you, Don.
The spot where Dick Van Patten was, or the spot where you were?
I think I would.
The spot where you were?
The spot that I. Well, if I can explain, Brian found me when we got to. I took the kids because whether Dick Van Patten was there or not, I was looking last week for some kind of. I love these things, these festivals, these carnivals. My kids love them. It's a great, great event, and the parade's supposed to be spectacular. Lots of bands, and so I got out there to Winchester, Virginia, and all these streets are blocked off, and I don't know where I'm going. So I'm just kind of winging it. And the people out there could not have been nicer. I found a great parking space. And then I got to the main parade route, and unlike other parades, every single mile of this parade route has two rows of chairs. They have, I'll tell you, if you want a folding chair anywhere in the United States, call Winchester, Virginia, because I swear to God, I have never seen this many folding chairs. But I didn't understand that you have to, on a couple of these sections, they had call this number to buy a seat. You have to buy a seat along the parade route in order to get a seat, and otherwise you're standing behind two rows of people and you're not going to see the parade that well. And I finally found this very sweet old lady, because we hadn't made any contacts out there. Brian, God love him, you know, was a big fan of the show.
So we had imagined that you would just get hooked up and that
you would be riding
in the car with Dick Van Patten.
No, unfortunately, I asked where the staging area was, but this is a three-hour parade. And when I got out there, I knew immediately that this wasn't the kind of thing where I was just going to walk across some farmer's field, you know, to see where all the people were. Mm-hmm. This was 3 hours of bands, celebrities. They had, you know, celebrities of a certain type.
Excuse me, yes, I know that Martin Short's daughter isn't here, but
she's Shenandoah Queen.
I am Radio's Mike O'Mara.
They had lots of queens.
I wouldn't want to do that either.
Now, they had lots.
You mean
of
they had?
Oh no, not gay.
Gay.
They had the Mummers from Philadelphia. They were there, and it was. It was amazing because I love a good parade if it's a good parade. If it's a, you know, if it's a half-assed parade, I don't dig it. But if there are lots of, I love the marching bands, and if there are lots of them, I'm happy. And it was just
I hate parades.
Oh, I love, well, my daughters were with you towards the third hour. They were getting a little bored, and they wanted to go to the carnival because they saw that coming in.
So what about the Van Patten part?
Well, I'm sitting there, and I said, well, what I'll do is I'll buy my ticket, and I said I'd like to get. I got my little ones here. Can we get three in the front row? Well, they're all sold out. Mm. And, you know, and that's at that point where I kind of go, that's the world around here. I mean, you know, one thing about living in Northern Virginia, and that's really not even really Northern Virginia, it's out west, but it just was kind of frustrating. So I said, okay, well, is that the best we can do? I'll buy three seats, $5 a piece, to sit on the parade route. And then I noticed that there was this gap where, and the only people using the gap were these carnies that were coming in from the carnival selling all this stuff. And, you know, with like the blow-up Scooby-Doos. And then we're using, I'm like, you know what I'll do? I saw that some of the streets were completely blocked. I'll take my two chairs, my three chairs, and move them down to this little area. So for my $5, I got a front row seat.
Excellent.
And it was all well and good until this couple came in with their entire family and took one of my seats.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, they sat down, and I said, because I had moved my seats up front, I was kind of going through a minor little guilt trip that maybe I shouldn't have done that. I'm brand new to this, but then I said, those are my three seats. He said, well, what are they doing, selling some twice? I said, no, these are my three seats. Well, I don't understand. And the guy was kind of unpleasant, and you know, I had two little ones, and so two seats, they can sit on one. No big whoop. We put our stuff on the ground, and we were fine after that. So before the parade starts, or maybe right after it starts...
Can I just say one thing here?
Yes.
Daddy Day, Daughter's Day. Daughter's Day.
Daughter's Day. Daddy Day, Daughter's Day. It's exactly what it is with me. And right as the parade began, this guy comes over and says, Mike? And it was our friend Brian.
The guy that was on the phone.
Who had some kind of credential that he was a photographer for the event. And so This was right at the beginning of the parade, and I was told that the Grand Marshal, Dick Van Patten, and there's a big picture of Dick Van Patten in the program with a bio. And
does Martin Short's daughter look like him?
No. Mm. Fortunately, she
good for her.
No, fortunately, not even remotely.
Good for her.
Yeah, and Mrs. Short was in the parade also. I sat there for 3 hours. I got every inch of it. You want to know anything about this parade? I could tell you everything that was in this parade. We sat down, and I see Dick in the distance in like a Cadillac or some old, I think it was a Rolls Royce. He was riding in the back of a Rolls Royce. So I say to this guy, Brian, who's like, hey, I'm sorry we weren't able to help you. I said, now I understand it's a big event. You probably couldn't hook it up on short notice. I said, but next year, I'd love to ride in the parade with my daughters. That's what I'd like to do. And he said, yeah, we can probably hook it up next year. I said, and could you do me one favor? I don't want to, like, run out into the street and shake Dick's hand, you know. I mean, I like Dick a lot, but I don't want to run out into the street like some idiot.
Hey, that's a good isolation.
You know?
I like Dick a lot. Anyway.
So he was this parade photographer with a credential, and he was walking along with this Grand Marshal group that was there. And I said, you're taking pictures. You can, like, walk out there. Could you just tell him I'm over here, and maybe he'll look over? And so Brian was nice enough to do that, because I just didn't want the people that run out into the street.
Hey, listen,
you know,
I know totally where you're coming from.
I had a great seat. I was real. The kids were happy. It was gorgeous, an absolutely beautiful day, and I was very happy.
Jerk face for other people who do that. You don't want to be the one to go running into the street and people go, oh,
it was great to see Dick Van Patten.
The disc jockey running up to the, you know, running out of the crowd.
I had no
run up to a Rolls Royce.
I had
to get an acknowledgement from Dick Van Patten.
I had no intention. But I certainly, if there was a way of accomplishing, like, that acknowledgement that I was there to see him, because he had said that, and I told him I was going to be there, that would be cool. So Brian walks up as the parade's going, and he whispers to Dick Van Patten, hey, Mike's sitting over there. And Dick could not have been nicer. He went by, and we have this, you know, it's going slow enough where we were able to have this exchange where it's like, hi, how are you? Hey, you look great. Are those your daughters? Yeah, I said. And then, you know, as he's going by in the distance, I said, you look great, Dick. So do you. And that was my exchange.
Wow.
with Dick Van Patten.
That's great.
And then, you know, there are lots of people there, and right after, and Brian was real nice. He came up and said, hey, Mike, you know, and he wasn't loud or anything. He said, I didn't want to yell your name or anything like that. I said, I appreciate that. And so, because, you know, that's in radio, that's the only way we're recognized is somebody screams our name. And after those days of the hockey games when the lady used to always stand in front of me and scream my name out.
I love that lady.
She loved the lady. He loved the lady. You know how much I and right after Brian left, probably about 20 minutes later, a guy literally ran up the street and stopped in front of me and my daughters and went, hi! He said, you're Mike O'Mara! And at the top of his lungs, and I said, yes, I am. And he looked a little strange. So, I mean, we got that done, and that was it. Watch the rest of the parade. They were great parade. Best band in the parade. I hope I've got the name. I think it's Eastern High School from D.C. I think that's the name. If somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's called Eastern.
Wow,
they kicked ass.
That's like hell for me. You want to say, what's hell? Put me in the front row and make me watch, like, you know.
Oh, I love a parade. They have bagpipes.
John F.
That.
Kennedy Memorial.
I got
marching
the celebrities,
band.
Too. Let me see if I got the celebrities. You had a congressman, a lot of delegates.
Now, come on, give me a real celebrity.
Well,
like Martin Short's daughter.
Martin Short's daughter, Mrs. Short, was there. The head football coach for the University of Virginia, he was there.
Al Groh?
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be the coach of the Jets?
Yeah, Al Groh was there.
They could have used your name on that marquee.
Yeah, they had. Well, wait a minute. There were some other. Who else was there? Oh. Ken Meese from Channel 9.
All right, now listen. He got fired from Channel 9.
He was there, and Billy Packer was there in the parade.
Well, he's a semi-celebrity, I guess.
Bobby Allison, the NASCAR driver, was riding on the back of a car.
All right, now you got some bigger names.
Yeah, I mean there were lots of marching bands, and I got really bored when the antique tractors started coming by.
Sure.
But you know what? It was a fantastic event.
That
event
and good.
I love a parade. You give me a chair, and I'm comfortable, you know?
And George Clooney wasn't there.
Mm-mm.
No, he was not.
Huh. No, but I did party with a guy who owns the restaurant where George Clooney was twice. That was Thursday night.
So there's that.
I got that going for me. Yeah.
Doesn't he know I'm so gay for him, and yet he has not called it?
He has not acknowledged, and I'm doing my best to lay the groundwork
that
for
hurts.
You. But next year, I'm going to be in that. But you know what? It's also, I think stuff like a certain type of person in that parade, you know?
Clooney is in town. Hey, guys back there in the back room, I'm trying to call you.
Very busy.
I'm trying to call the back room to tell them that we're ready to...
Can I just tell you one thing before you go on here? Because this is the best story of the weekend, okay. All right?
You got to do it quickly.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. I'm at the carnival, and my daughters love this carnival. They had a fantastic time at this carnival. And we're there for 3.5 hours. So they're going on. They're just making that transition from the little rides to the big rides. And they're on their last Tilt-A-Whirl ride, which they loved. And I'm standing back there, and suddenly I hear kind of a splash. And I look to my left, and a young girl had, it looked to me like perhaps she'd had peaches for lunch.
Oh.
Because she heaved all over my sneakers.
Oh.
Right there. I got tiny splatter factor on the sneakers.
Yep. Flat.
Looked like peaches to me. It was wonderful.
I'm telling you.
But it's a great carnival and it's a great festival, and I recommend it highly for everybody around here. Go to that Shenandoah Apple
Blossom Festival.
You're a good dad. I know. I'll go there every year. I mean, I love it. I love that big event. I love a big carnival.
Cool. Hey, look at that. And now we're getting.
And I figure if Ken Meese is in the parade, I can be in the parade.
Titty bar.
Ew.
Pussy whip here.
What up, dog?
Hey, listen. We're ready for Cinco de Mayo. How many contestants are here?
We have 10.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Fantastic.
All right, we'll get to it right out of the chute next break.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
See you.
Bye. Well, there she is, the future Mrs. Broyhill.
She didn't puke this weekend.
Well, how do you know?
You never know.
How do you know?
Especially if that baby's on the way.
We got a break. Or if Charlie got mad or...
Yeah, Charlie got mad and just stressed her out to the point of vomiting.
No, she stays. How do you think she stays so thin?
It's amazing.
It must be it.
How many days until the big day?
50.
50? 50 days.
Wow.
I got to work on my videotape for that ceremony.
50 days. I got to get my tuxedo. Jesus Christ.
I've got the tan.
We got a break. We'll be right back to start Cinco de Mayo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody. You know I have a dog. Hi, it's me, Don.
Hi, Don.
Here's my friend, Mike.
Hi, Ruff.
You know I have a bunch of dogs.
You have lovely dogs.
One dog, my favorite dog. My dog is the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink. He's the best dog. I hope the other dogs aren't listening right now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be jealous.
Well, Colonel Klink switched from Iams pet food to Purina One. And Colonel Klink wants me to tell you...
Oh, really? He's speaking to you now.
He rubs it! So, here's what I want you to do, because I've noticed a change in the dog. He's happier. It's graphic, but it's true. His stools are better.
That's fantastic. Maybe I'll start eating it.
And he has a better energy level. He's a happier dog. So, take the Purina... 1 30-day performance challenge with your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. Or go to www.purinaonechallenge.com. And his memory's improved.
Really? How about his hearing?
What?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got out. Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I made it through the first dog food commercial.
Don, very good. An interesting testimony.
Well, my dog does eat Purina One. My dog, Colonel Klink.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I want to tell you something. All the stuff that they gave me, I mean, it's supposed to be a testimonial spot.
Right.
Let me just tell them, next time, by like a 10-minute block.
Right.
Really. I mean, because in 60 seconds, what can I say beyond the fact that my
dog... Your dog loves it.
My dog eats it.
Bottom line. I've eaten it. It's delicious.
Take the challenge. I like mine with ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Purina One.
It's good because it does... Boy, you want to talk about fiber.
So yeah. Listen, they got some network mentions. Good for them. And also send your grandma or your mom some PJs this year.
Yeah.
Charlie, are we ready for the... Are we ready for the contestants for Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, we're bringing the first ones back now.
Here we go. Now, of course, it's... Well, first off, happy Maytalica, everybody.
Amen.
And it's the 5th of Maytalica.
Very good.
Which is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo, but Cinco de Mayo for the purposes of this show. Guys will be coming in and eating one at a time.
This looks like varying degrees of IQ here.
Now, why are all the guys here?
And I'm going to keep it a secret as to who I think's got the highest thing.
Are these guys all going individually?
No, I thought you wanted to do more than one at a time.
Oh, no. Oh, we want to do each.
Okay, good.
How many guys are there?
How many do we have total?
I think there are 4 right now.
Well, then let's do one at a time. I thought there were 10.
Oh, 11, sorry.
Why
11,
did you
11.
Say... Now, what is going on? Yeah. Get over here.
Either 4
what is
10
the,
or
what
11.
What is the deal with the two, Mr. and Mrs. Broyhill? Why does she scream out 11 and then you say 4?
Because
don't touch his thing.
I always get the numbers wrong.
Well...
He's not that smart.
We'll see.
I love him.
We will see how long it takes to...
Are we going to have these guys one at a time?
Yeah.
All right, will two of you please leave?
Okay, so we'll just do
one. And they won't know which ones they are, so there we go.
We'll just do one first to see how long it takes the first guy, and then we'll see if we need to lump them all together.
Hey, you gotta lose the cherry Coke.
Step up there, dude, and tell us
what is... Can't wash it down.
What is your name? He can wash it when he's done.
When he's done, yes.
He's done. Hi, what's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, where are you from?
Hey. Right across the street, Fairfax.
All right, beautiful. Nice looking rugby shirt you have on.
Thank you.
Jeremy, in front of you is a jar of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise, 16 ounces.
Jeremy, are you a big fan of mayonnaise?
Not this kind, but...
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Now, Charlie Broyhill is giving you your own individual, never been used, plastic spoon.
It's a shame it's plastic, because it would sound so much better if it was metal.
But, again, we're working...
Sanitation.
On a limited budget as well.
This is true. You say this is not your kind. What is your flavor? You a Miracle Whip guy?
Yeah.
Ah, this has got to be tough for you then.
Yeah, this is a...
All right, pack the tamper-proof seal. And incidentally, can I show you something about the tamper-proof seal that I love? The fact that you can unscrew the jar and put it right back on in the tamper-proof seal.
It really doesn't stay there.
Oh, no, you're right.
See?
Yeah.
Geniuses there. They were planning for troublemakers like you.
I thought I could take the top off and actually have the tamper-proof seal.
That's right.
Untampered, but that's why it's...
Better not make any jokes with all that stuff going around. You know, there's poisoning all over the place.
That's right.
That's why it's tamper-proof.
That's right.
Sorry.
But it doesn't have the old protective lid on top of it.
And also, I noticed when you unscrewed it, it didn't make that pop sound that...
No, mayonnaise doesn't need to be vacuum-packed. No.
All right, my friend, are you ready?
Yeah.
You got a spoon, you got the mayonnaise.
Okay.
Now, remember...
I have to, like, completely clean the jar.
Yeah, if you decide when you get halfway through or whenever that you're not up to it and you want to quit, simply raise your spoon in the air, and it's the same way if you... And you say, done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, I'm out.
Remember, you're eating as fast as you can. You will be the one to set the standard.
Hold on. Do we have the bucket?
Yeah.
All right, remember. Now, this is very... I'm sorry to do this, but it's very important.
Don't puke Mike's way.
You're right.
Are you ready, Jeremy?
No.
On your mark, get set, go.
And he's off.
Yeah, we got to get the microphone up by his mouth.
Oh, my God.
There he goes.
Eat up. Let's get the sounds of this.
Oh, this is filthy.
One bite.
Oh, it's filthy. Mayonnaise.
It's rich with eggy goodness.
Oh, you're the gag reflex already. He has gotten 2 spoonfuls of the mayonnaise.
Wow.
He's going for his 3rd. He's settling down, realizing that he's going to have to do a little pace here.
And what we want to do is just, for the benefit of those listening, let's just listen to him eat.
It's like a delicious, think of it as a delicious ice cream confection.
Mm,
no, I'm sorry. Just let him eat now.
I was trying to help.
A little drool.
He's about a 3rd of the way through.
That it?
Oh. Here we go. He hasn't even reached the minute mark yet. 1 minute. How is it?
Filthy.
Filthy. I'm sure the people at Hellman's don't need that kind of endorsement.
You know, if we're all quiet, we can actually hear the sound of the spoon going into the jar.
Jar!
Let's listen. Sound of mayonnaise being...
See, that was a good... That's a good sound.
Yeah.
That's high, that's high fidelity.
Yeah. Not room. Mayonnaise over perfect.
I didn't understand what he said.
He's got a mouthful of mayonnaise.
Laughing will slow you down.
Yes, eat fast.
Mm-hmm. He's, I think he's like three quarters of the way through.
Wow.
Almost getting down to the bottom. It's a little coagulated piece up at the top.
Hey, man, it's really hot.
Well, I'm listening.
He's at the 2 minute, 8 second mark.
Yeah, you know what? We got to talk about golf announcers.
He's doing very well once he's up there. Steady rhythm.
Because we're going to hear.
Oh, well, to your right, if you have to.
I guess so.
See, that's the sound I love.
There's the sound of being finishing. And they have the that might be the last scoop. I'm not sure. No? Charlie indicates that. Charlie, will you be the judge?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he still has some more to go. And this little drop in here.
Well, it's not, bro.
Okay, so Charlie, you'll say time. When you see it empty, you say time. Or I guess you'll hit the timer, right? And...
You can get some more out of there.
Oh, Charlie is a
come on, dude, just eat. Don't argue with Charlie. Just
this is when people realize what we've known for years, that Charlie is a heartless bastard.
Now he's scraping and scraping and... Why don't you just eat it instead of presenting it?
Here we go. You know how you try to get that last sandwich? Time! 3 minutes and 7 seconds and...
307.6.
Yes.
307.6. Jeremy, how do you feel?
I'm on poop.
Like he's going to puke.
Huh.
Yes, go. Now you can
add
enjoy
some
your beverage.
Wonderful cherry Coke.
Now you can wash that mayonnaise-y goodness taste out of your mouth. How are you feeling? You just ingested 3,000 calories.
How is that?
Oh, God.
Really? Are you sweating?
Mm-hmm. My eyes are watering.
All right, very good.
Well, and he cleaned it. Yeah, okay. Charlie, good job. That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable.
Jeremy, right now you're in first place for $500. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
You've set the bar with 3 minutes and 7 seconds.
Bring the next guy in while the next guy's getting set up. Let's meet Joe's first mistake of the day. What was that, Charlie?
Something.
Oh, give him a prize? Okay. All right, give him a prize. Hold on, prize.
A present.
Prize. Have a seat if you want to do it sitting down or standing up.
$25 gift certificate to Modell's. On Modell's, celebrate the grand opening of May 15th of the 100th Modell's Sporting Goods in the heart of Times Square, New York. Joe says he has Steve-O from Jackass on the phone. Now, we've had Steve-O on the air before.
Yeah, Steve-O was up in Philly recently.
It could be Magic Christian again, you know.
Well, now, Joe claims that it's really Steve-O. Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O, you sound like you're a million miles away. Is this the real Steve-O from Jackass?
Yeah, I'm on a real crappy phone. Sorry about the bad call and the bad phone, you know.
What are you doing?
Are you dancing naked somewhere right now?
What are you
now?
Doing, Steve-O?
We just got in, and we're getting ready to go to the First Union Center, so I figured I'd give you guys a heads up, and I thought you were going to be doing some crazy
hold
stuff.
Hold on a second. Can you hold on to say we're going to try to improve that line? They were at the First Union Center.
When were they?
Isn't that when they were?
Yep.
I don't know.
Isn't that Rob? I mean, I'm not my crap detector. What?
He was either arrested or escorted out, so he's already been there once.
I don't know. It was from the world of Joe. Let me ask Joe.
Fine.
Joe thinks that it's the real Steve-O.
Thank you, Boone.
Hey, why do you think that's Steve-O?
Well, I got a couple of qualifiers from Lisa, and he answered them right.
Well, he could have just gone to an internet site, though.
Maybe.
Well, you know what? Someone from Legacy will call and let us know if Steve-O has already been there or not. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Joe, but keep him on hold anyway.
Sure.
If it's the real Steve-O, I'd like to see what he's doing.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan, too, so we'll talk.
All right. Bye, Joe.
Later.
Bye-bye. Joining us now for Cinco de Mayo, contestant number two, and what is your name, my friend?
Shane.
Shane, where are you from?
Centerville.
What do you do?
I'm a waiter.
You want to give the restaurant a plug?
It's, no, not really.
Oh, come on. They won't care.
Antilly Golf and Grill.
Chantilly Golf and Grills. Me out at the golf course?
Yeah.
Out there in the old cow barn?
That's right.
Very good. All right.
All right, now your time to beat is 3 minutes and 7 seconds. Have a seat, please.
Do I have to sit?
You may stand if you wish. Let us configure the microphones, though, so we can hear.
The time to beat is 3:07.6.
Really? Notice now as the calls from Legacy, Pennsylvania pour in that Joe has dumped the imposter Steve-O.
Ah. Yeah, well, the first Union Center is where the guy got busted.
That's got to be the title of Joe's book. Duped again. Duped again, the Joe Ardinger story. All right, Shane, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On your mark. Get set. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Now, Charlie, can we mic this so we can actually hear? This guy's going at it.
He's going at it. They all start fast. This is a very better, much better start than the last
guy. Let's listen.
Oop, a dollop fell in the lap. Oh, Charlie, will you allow that?
You can get it.
He'll eat it off the seat.
Yeah.
He's obviously nervous. His hands are shaking.
Can you move number three up a little bit?
Pardon me? What do you want?
Microphone number three.
Oh. But you were suggesting something awful.
And?
Mm. Oh, my God.
What?
It what? Sounds smooth.
Oh, little gag right. Oh, there's the bucket. There's the bucket. Back up.
Oh, he's really going at it.
It's o'clock.
So you're not even at a minute yet.
Don't worry about it.
Time to beat 3 minutes, 7 seconds.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
De Mayo.
They're yes. eating mayonnaise.
Cinco de mayonnaise. This guy's doing quite a job.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong? He's a messy eater, Don.
Oh, it looks right now like he's in a gay porno.
Thanks, Don.
Oh, God, that's awful. That is awful. So far, I would say he's got 3/4 done already, and he hasn't even reached the 2-minute mark. He had a serious gag reflex a moment ago. He looked for the bucket.
Oh,
he's having it again.
Mike, I'm smelling that now all the way over here.
Remember, to your right is the bucket. If you spew on me, I will kill you.
I would never do that.
Thank you. Oh, he's licking his fingers. That's a good sign. It's a good sign.
All right, let's listen to the eating now.
He's making unbelievable progress. Charlie's starting to see daylight at the bottom of that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let's just listen to the last few seconds now.
I love it.
He's keeping it down now.
Oh, God. Get that feeling again.
He's licking his fingers.
Stay when? Who are you?
It's at the 2-minute, 17-second mark. And Charlie might allow the
come on, Charlie. I can't see the inside. Get that off your shirt.
Is he done?
Is he done?
Done.
2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Wow. The other guy can go home.
A new time. 2 minutes, 32 seconds. And you know what?
Hold on. Sean, don't go anywhere. Come here. We need to interview
might
you.
Might be a time to beat. He was rocking on that.
We need to interview you. Have a seat for a second or stand, however you feel most comfortable. Just grab a microphone.
That's good.
How was that that jar of mayonnaise?
The first two bites were bad, and then halfway through it was bad. But
you kept a steady pace, didn't you?
Try.
Have you done anything? Do you enjoy mayonnaise?
Only with the sandwich.
Do you enjoy Mexicans? What was easy question? Do you enjoy Spaniards?
What do you mean by that?
Do you enjoy the company of Spanish people?
Married.
Don't worry about it. No need to get paranoid. Is your wife Hispanic?
No, she's African.
African. Oh. Wonderful. That's delightful.
Oh, you got one of those chocolate vanilla things going.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's South African.
Yeah.
So she's white.
Yeah. It might actually matter.
Oh, really?
Remember me at the Star Club?
What? Oh, yeah. She's a real pretty lady, right?
You're applauding the fact that she's white.
I applaud everybody.
Aren't you a disc jockey?
No, I wish.
All right.
I
got you confused.
Get out of here. Nice meeting you. And you get the Modell certificate as well, $25. All Modell celebrate the grand opening, May 15th of the 100th Modell's.
That's going to be tough to beat, 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah. The heart of Times Square, New York.
Well, you got some good sound happening there.
Amen.
And that's the time to be.
Wow.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
Who can eat a jar of 16 ounces of Hellman's Mayo in less than 2:07?
2 minutes and 32 seconds.
I'm sorry, 2:32. Sorry about that. All right, Bro Hills, get the next contestant lined up, and we'll bring him in right after this break. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It smells like mayonnaise in here. It smells like a really nice, you know, all we need is some hard-boiled eggs.
Deli counter?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buenos ding-dong dilly dias, señor.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is a retake anyway. I got the wrong cut.
That's a good song.
That makes me sad. My eyes were sad that you took that off.
Find the tape?
I did.
Great. Let me get the right cut.
Thank you.
That was wrong. Let me make sure I got the right music. All right, that's the right music. Okay, so Board Ops Across America, this is just a retake.
Uh-huh. All right, get ready. We're coming back now.
Keeping in mind that it's Cinco de Mayo, we have a special Espanol treat for you now. So just pretend that we just didn't have that last screw-up.
All right.
And we found the tapes we were looking for. And here we go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vilma, ¿dónde está?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador?
See, it's the Flintstones
in Spanish.
It's Spanish.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bueno.
Tastier than a bowl of scabs. The Don and Mike Show.
You remember when we went through the phase for a while when we just listened to Spanish versions of the Flintstones, the Jetsons?
And then there was the German phase where we listened to German versions.
Up in the office, we still have a videotape of Hogan's Heroes in German.
Right? Just about as fracturingly funny a thing as you can see.
I mean, funny in concept,
yeah. Yes,
but not funny to play audio-wise.
Disturbing.
Because it just sounds like...
funny to watch it because you see their lips moving.
Right. You gotta see it. Well, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Very good.
Not only is it Metallica, no matter who you think you are, Edward... Still waiting on that call, incidentally. Cousin Ed hasn't called us from Philadelphia, has he? Hey, he hasn't called us at 1-800-BE-A-MAN, don't hide behind a microphone?
No.
No? Okay. Just letting you know. You know, we're not looking to cause any trouble up there.
Of course not.
But, you know, you're going to talk bad about us? Hey, do it when we're in the building.
Attention, all legacy spies. Keep an ear out, won't you, please?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to worry about that. We'll run safe.
No. You know, we'll have our listeners call us.
Very good.
The next time Ed decides to grow a set. Let's bring the next contestant in for Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo.
Jar number three.
And it's nice that they have left the empty mayonnaise jars here to show the other contestants what they have to do.
Hi, and what is your name, my friend?
My name is Nick.
Hi, Nick. Where are you from?
I'm from around here.
Right. And what do you do?
I'm a student at George Mason.
Of course, you're from around here. You're in our studio right now. What are you studying over there in grade 13?
I'm studying media production and criticism.
Oh, he wants to go into media, the fine young colonial.
He could be the next Matt Felling.
Yes, absolutely. He could be in that media studies racket.
All right, there's the jar for you to open. The time to beat is...
2 minutes and 32 seconds flat.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I think, at portions of this... is turn our microphones off because we've had outstanding sounds of just gulping and the spoon going.
I think the problem is everybody might be talking too loudly.
I think so, Mike. So to combat that,
what were you talking about?
Rather than hurt anyone's feelings, I'll just turn both of our microphones off.
It's too late for that.
It's never too late for that. See? I love that gag, and I know you love it, too.
Ha, ha, ha.
I know you love it.
You know what?
Never mind. See, now you're not even talking.
You know what I want to say, though?
What?
I want to say... you.
Okay. Well done.
Before we continue, if he should get to 2:32 and not beat the time, should I just stop it?
Yes, he can stop.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And when somebody tell Mr. 40, either come in or get out. You know, either come in or get out. He's standing right by the window.
He just dropped by. Yeah. Like Bob Hope on The Tonight Show.
Hang on. All right, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. You know, I don't mind if 40's here to watch.
Sure.
But, hey, dog, you don't have to hang by the window.
Hold it out.
Just come on in. What's up? Say hello to Mr. 40, everybody.
Hi, Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
Hey, what's up?
What up? What's good,
fellas?
He's good.
Got his, you know, he came in here earlier. He's got his 40.
What are you drinking today?
He's been here half an hour and opened it when he got here.
Yeah. Wow, that's like almost all gone. What are you drinking today?
Explain that new beverage. It's one I haven't seen that you with,
Cobra.
40.
King Cobra, dog.
King Cobra Dog.
No, just...
So, hey, listen.
I love the King Cobra Dog.
Hey, Chuck.
What up, man? What up?
I know he hates it when I call him by his real name.
He hates that.
Chuck, were you watching the Dallas-Portland game yesterday?
Can't say that I was.
Wow. I was. I was thinking about... But no, I'm lying. I wasn't thinking about us watching it together. But I do want to watch a game with you at some point.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Now, you've been to my house before, so I have to come to your house.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And I'll come to your birthday party.
Exactly. That's hot.
So what's up?
We'll have a great time, you and me.
Just chilling, dog, you know.
How would you describe these guys? You've been watching these guys eating...
Yeah, I was interested in seeing it. I was like, wow.
There you go.
I'm waiting for somebody to Earl.
See what this is like? You know what this is like? It's like the old Monday Night Football team. You got you and me, and then we got Don Meredith over here. It's perfect.
Thank you. I like that.
I know you'd like that.
Dennis Miller.
You know,
I don't want to be Dennis Miller. I'd take Don Meredith.
Right? No, I think that Robbie or Buzz would be our Dandy Don, and that he would be John Lennon. Or
the guest coming
right,
in?
The guest in the booth.
Or Burt Reynolds.
You would be, who would you be?
Well, I have to be Howard.
That makes me...
Frank.
No, you can be
Makes me Frank.
All right, well, listen.
Well, you want to be Frank?
Buzz has got to be Frank.
Hold on.
How far back are we going?
Hold on.
Be Frank?
Hold on.
Well, wait, Howard, you be Howard, I'll be Dandy Dunn.
Yes, I'm the a-hole. You're lovable,
I'm happy
guy.
To be Dandy Dunn. I like being Dandy Dunn.
Buzz is perfectly cast as Giff.
Okay, all right, that's it. And then, you know, we're joined by... John Lennon.
We're joined by Sidney Poitier.
Poitier?
Poitier. One of the up-and-coming Negro movie stars.
Of the time.
Of the time. And perhaps someday
they call me Mr. Tibbs.
I just finished my movie Uptown Saturday Night with
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
And perhaps someday a man of your color will win the Academy Award.
We'll see.
Yeah, right. First and 10 for the Patriots. Okay.
All right.
40, you're welcome to hang around and tell us what you think.
I'm just chilling.
Let's get the microphones down here.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time to beat is 2:32. And happy Cinco de Mayo, eating a 16-ounce jar of Hellman's mayonnaise.
And if you're going to spew your right.
Go!
Little Bites, an interesting technique.
Microphone's now going off.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mayonnaise.
Mike, I have ours turned off.
Yours isn't.
Yes, it is. Wow.
See, Buzz is laughing because Mike's not happy. I've turned our microphones off so you guys can enjoy the sound.
Hey, stop it. 1 minute. I can't leave your own. I can't leave you alone for a second, can I?
He's doing it.
I can't even hear me.
That's on purpose.
He's at a minute 35.
Done. Done.
1:47.4
Wow. Boom.
Wow.
That is a new time to beat. He didn't just beat the record. He dusted it.
He crushed it.
And there it is, an empty jar.
He crushed it.
Absolutely incredible.
How do you feel? I love mayonnaise. That was good.
Ah, that's the first guy that had the positive response. Yeah,
you would get one of those.
And is Hellman's your brand?
No, I like that Miracle Whip.
You do? Miracle? Yeah. Everybody likes the Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here. You, good job.
Yes, sir.
Now we got a new time to beat. 1 minute, I'm amazed. 1:47 and 4 tenths.
Next contestant in 40. Now let's get some keen observations. Mr. 40, what did you think of that entire experience?
I mean, I noticed the difference in technique that he basically just shoveled it in. Just continuously shoveling.
He started out with a little tiny bite.
Started out with that, and he realized the clog was moving a little faster than he thought, and then he just switched the shovel.
Want to mention that he just for participating, he's won a $45 gift certificate to Carrabba's Italian Grill. Celebrate Mama's Day at Carrabba's. They open at 11 on Mother's Day at Carrabba's. It's not your typical Italian.
Great.
I'm supposed to be drinking Corona, Anna.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry, dog.
It's all right. Cinco de Mayo. You're drinking what you like.
Who's next, Charlie? Let's bring... Come on, kids. Chop, chop.
Here we go. And we have our first female contestant, Don.
Baby. Baby. Hi there. What's your name? Jennifer. Have a seat, Jennifer.
Jennifer is wearing a lovely top that says, Spank Me.
Many tattoos.
Hey, it's a lady.
Many tattoos, and it does not appear... Are you wearing a bra?
No, I actually came directly from a booty call this morning over at a friend's house. So
now, here's
booty
the deal.
Call.
Booty call. So you got laid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Would it be terribly unfair to the other fellows if we gave her, let's say, a 10 to 20 second...
I think a 10 second head start would be perfectly acceptable.
If you're topless.
If I'm topless? Okay, then let's barter on that one. Because I think 10 seconds isn't really appropriate for the...
Oh, I see. I thought you were just going to give it to her in general. If it's topless, 20 is acceptable.
I think 20 is acceptable. But see, then...
What do you think, Charlie?
I say no. There was no deal made for the three guys who came in here before to have time cut off of their time.
I actually originally thought we'd all be in together, and I figured I'd go topless as a distraction.
Well, you could go topless and...
But then there's no distraction point, and, you know, he doesn't want it. Yeah.
Go topless for maybe an extra prize.
For an extra prize, absolutely.
That's fine. Like that.
There you go.
And,
see?
And not a
what
bad...
What I am is a negotiator.
Not a bad prize. Something like Aerosmith and Kiss.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, take your top off.
All right, here we go. All right, and the time to beat is now...
Wow.
Oh, look at those. My God.
Look at... How big are those?
These are 42 double Ds. Hi.
And they are pierced, both of them.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Okay. Just for doing this topless, you've won tickets before you buy them for Aerosmith and Kiss... Saturday, August 9, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday noon. Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com.
Wonderful.
So you
aren't you glad you came in, Mr. 40?
So you're just here fresh from banging some guy?
Well, not real fresh. I mean, it was last night. I stayed over, and he had to get up and go to work. And
I got you. Well, I mean, it's 5:30 in the afternoon, though.
Well, I've been here for a while, you know.
Okay.
And as you guys announced it, my car's overheating. I'm out of gas. I have no money. And I was like, I'm going to go see the boys.
All right. And celebrity you think you most resemble?
That I most resemble?
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't know. I've never, ever thought of it that way.
Mm. Charlie, you got an idea? Take a look.
Charlie's pretty focused on the task right now, the empty mayonnaise jar.
The mayonnaise. I tell you, she has very, very pretty lips. Are you into goth?
Am I into goth?
I mean,
because you got a little bit of that goth thing happening.
Technically, it's more of a gunk thing. It's goth punk rock.
Okay.
Oh, gunk.
So, yeah, but, you know, as a grown-up, I'm into everything.
A little Joan Jettish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah.
A little bit more curvy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So that's Swiss.
Big jugs.
Absolutely. Joan Jett don't have your boobs.
Nope.
Right. Okay, this would be extremely erotic with a girl doing it.
Can I smear it all over myself and, like, all over my face and moan?
No, actually, eating it is all we're going to require you to do.
If it's too close to the time, I'm just smearing it on me.
That's fine.
Fine.
And then I will root for you to fail.
The next guy could lick over them, right? No.
There you go. Day, whatever.
Root to fail. That's not fair.
Anybody, we're ready. Time to beat 1:47.11 What, 40?
Anybody near 7-Eleven, the one down the street. Right on.
I forgot
the energy. Are you soliciting for beer?
I forgot the energy that we have with 40 in the studio.
I know, but you want someone to bring you a beer.
This is what always happens when 40's in the studio. When I speak directly to him and ask him a question, he doesn't respond. When I start to say what the time to beat is, that's when he grabs the microphone.
We have a beautiful topless woman in here right now ready to do this contest.
Think about beer for a minute.
Okay, here we go. Time to beat Mike is...
1:47.4
And... go.
And she's up. She's doing the big gulp.
In protest, Mike has now moved the microphone away from his mouth. He's mad at me for turning off the microphone.
Remind you of last night?
Mm-hmm. That was all over my back.
She's almost done.
I was just telling you that that's the way you got it.
And?
Charlie?
Is she done?
Stop. 1 minute flat. And with
wow.
1 minute
my
point
God.
3 seconds. Wow.
That's amazing. Unbelievable. I never would have dreamed it.
1 minute flat.
Man, he's all
over
her mouth.
You know what?
1 minute.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no flat.
She could, you know what? I think perhaps when you really think about it, certain women would have an advantage in this competition.
I pointed that out.
There you go.
Came in here.
Wow, that's going to be. That's amazing.
All right,
that
she
is amazing.
She's now the standard bearer, and the guys out there, nobody expected her to do that.
Right. All those guys now can go home with their gifts.
Doesn't
wow.
Mayonnaise.
Because you're topless, you've already won the Aerosmith and Kiss ticket.
I am blown away.
And
there's lipstick on the mayonnaise jar.
You are in first place. We're going to do this for one more break with as many guys as we can get in.
Wow.
And if they can't do it in a minute, then they're out.
Yeah. I'm blown away by that. I mean, I don't... If somebody beats that, I will be... If a guy beats that, I will be very surprised. I think she's got the nearest guy by at least 30 seconds.
Sure. The next guy doesn't even like to eat mayonnaise. He's never had it in his life. And
wow.
I'm like, oh, the texture's great.
That is amazing.
We have 11 more contestants, too.
Well, we're not going to get to all of them. We're not going to get to all of them.
Are they all, Charlie, in order of their arrival?
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, they'll have to understand that some of the guys aren't going to make it into the final competition.
Yeah. Okay, we'll break and get as many of these guys as we can. You know, in theory, if they can't do it in 1 minute, we should be able to get 11 guys in the next break. I mean,
absolutely.
If they get to 1 minute and, you know, boom, that's it, then they're out.
Right.
All right, we'll just move them in and out.
Yeah, that's right. She's actually improved the competition. All right.
Hey, rock. Thank you
good
very
job.
Much.
Awesome.
Very much.
Nice, big, pretty girl.
That's
big
fantastic.
Doug's wearing a spank me shirt. Like that.
I did that just for you guys, really. You know, I dug through the car, found the spank me shirt just for you guys.
Thank you. We do thank you for that.
That is fantastic.
And thank you for bending over when you talked into the microphone right there. We'll be right back with more of Cinco de Mayo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mother's Day Sunday, and our friends at Vermont Teddy Bear have been busy hand-making some grand new bears.
I'll tell you, these Vermont Teddy Bear people, they know bears, and your mom or grandmom or mother-in-law will receive a beautiful bear personalized just for her and delivered with a free card and gourmet candy in a colorful gift box.
You laughed. Each Vermont Teddy Bear is one of a kind, can represent the sender or receiver, the nurse bear, the teacher bear, the businesswoman the bear, the gardening bear, the pregnancy bear, the get out of my life bear.
Dad, it's your job to get a gift for the kids. And the mother and cub set is absolutely perfect from Vermont Teddy Bear.
You won't believe the reaction you'll get. Ordering's quick and easy. Tell them Don and Mike sent you, 1-800-829-BEAR. Or you can shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com.
Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Batches. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show. You
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
World champion Lucy Juicers, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go.
Right. This is the type of music that belongs on our show.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, listen, while we're talking to this guy, get these contestants ready. I just was chatting with them all in the lobby. We have limited time. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Seth calling in from the Legacy.
Right, hi.
Listen, this isn't fair, man. 42 double Ds, looking like Joan Jett, pierced nipples, and no webcam?
Right, it's called radio.
Oh, you gotta hook us up, man.
Now, listen, you gotta hook us up. It's called radio, my friend.
Radio.
I know it's called radio, but you got to see.
You know, actually, certain guys have achieved just listening to the radio.
Yeah, and we could have a webcam in here, I guess, but I like the fact that you got to use your imagination.
Absolutely. Mind.
Let's meet our next contestant for Cinco de Mayo.
Mayo.
You see, not only is it Metallica, great idea, incidentally, it's also Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is.
M-A-Y-O, like mayo, like mayonnaise.
Right.
So I thought, taking my funny pills today, have guys come in and girls and see who can eat the fastest jar of mayonnaise.
Now, the lady, the one lone female contestant in this competition, has really blown away the field with a time of 1:03.
So let's meet our next contestant, and you are?
Tony.
Tony, where are you from?
Northern Virginia.
What do you do, Tony?
I own a little construction company.
You want to give it a plug?
Wedge Construction.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Hiram. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate your patronage. Tony, be very simple. Oh, you're one of the guys in the lobby. I just saw you out in the lobby.
I'm a virgin at mayonnaise, so.
Yeah, wow. When you say virgin, you don't eat mayonnaise?
No, I mean, I've never had mayonnaise.
Oh, literally. You have never had mayonnaise?
Popping my cherry on the Don and Mike show, the mayonnaise.
How can you have gone through your life and never had mayonnaise?
I'm a chicken and rice guy and egg guy. That's it.
So you, let me get this straight. You see mayo in a restaurant or it's on something.
Have you ever?
And you don't do it, right?
You ever had a Big Mac?
Is that somebody that's like giving that walkie-talkie stuff?
I turned him off. I bet.
Give me the walkie-talkie.
I turned it off.
Oh, you turned it off?
All right, here we go. Now, you've never tasted it ever. Like, by accident, you've never tasted it.
Let's get right to it.
Not even once.
Wow.
Your job is a mess. You're playing for $500 in cash. You have to eat the entire 16-ounce jar of Hellman's mayonnaise with a plastic spoon in 1 minute.
If you're going to spew to your right, please.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set.
It's perfect with the mics. This is amazing. Halfway there.
He was, you know, he
how
knew what he had
to
do.
He was, he did it in about 1 minute and 1 minute and
I would
1 second,
say one,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
About one minute and 1 second.
Oh,
Christ. So he was 0.7 seconds away from taking the price. Man, Ray, you did a great job.
My friend, a $50 gift certificate for dinner at the Crystal City restaurant. You know, the hot girls, great food. www.crystalcityrestaurant.com. And, also enjoy a now these are really hard to come by from BagdadRummy.com. The actual cards
the cards that our armed forces are using to catch the bad guys over in Iraq. Cool.
Yeah, that's a neat collectible right there. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks. Nice job. Get out of here.
Take
that
care.
Was Tony.
Tony, I'm sorry.
What do you think
of mayonnaise now that he's tried it?
Hey,
for the
Tony,
first time.
Do you like mayonnaise now?
No time.
We have no time for these.
I'll ask him in the hall.
Let's get our next contestant in here for Cinco de Mayo.
Man, that was so close.
How close was he? You guys are looking at the jar.
Tony was doing his stand-up job, and he was so close. He just mistimed it. He would have done it if he'd gone for his little home stretch.
That's his jar.
You know, Charlie, that looks pretty clean to me, but Mike, you've seen all the jars. Does Charlie have a pretty consistent grading?
It's completely consistent, and Charlie's done a good thing by leaving the jars out so you can all see, all the contestants can see the examples of what it has to be finished. And, you know, even with Charlie's little flex book, his old Ray at the beginning had a little sleepage, you know, with some stuff on the floor.
Yeah, you know, we don't have time for the other Cinco de Mayo game. We'll get to that. It's a real Cinco de Mayo game tomorrow. What's your name, my friend?
My name is James.
James, where are you from?
Waldorf.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a painter.
Painter. Well, you know, we've talked extensively about our love of Waldorf.
Well, simply the most beautiful women in the world. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
Not a bit.
Come on. We call it Times Square South.
Right.
Beverly Hills East.
And I know you had tears in your eyes when you had to give up your third home there.
the A-frame, Mike?
It was very, very frustrating for you, but something had to give. And, you know, the taxes.
Whew. Well, you know, you live in Waldorf, comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time to beat is 1 minute. Mr. 40, did you get another bottle of hooch? What is it you're enjoying now?
It's the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bowl. Hey,
are you to the point now you're so drunk you can't talk? What are you having?
Nah, Blue Bull, man.
Blue Bull.
Don't say beer, say bull.
You got it. Okay, Shawnee, ready?
I'm ready.
You got to beat 1 minute on the clock. On your mark. Get set. 16-ounce jar of mayonnaise. Go.
Lisa, can you move number 3 a little closer?
He's doing well, Don. He's got a chance. He's got a great chance of beating the time.
You done? Done.
47 seconds, 47.7. We have a new leader.
Say hello to your new leader.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Charlie's showing me the jar. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it.
Absolutely. Oh, that was incredible.
Sean, your feelings, sir.
I'm ready for an eat-off, too.
You ready for what?
Ready for an eat-off. Sean?
An eat-off if there's a time.
If I could tell you something right now, Sean, completely unfazed by that. Sean, you didn't even blink. I mean, your eyes are red and stuff like that, but that didn't faze you at all, right?
Not a bit.
Not a bit? He was there.
His name's James.
Why do I keep...
Well, Don said Sean, and
I
said Sean.
You're Sean.
No, you said Sean first, right after he ate the mayonnaise.
Did I? Sorry. Well, I had the other guy right, Tony.
Yeah, and we just said... Hey, somebody write the goddamn names down so we know who we got in here.
No, that's my fault. Lisa came in with a list, and I said, don't bother us with lists. Take your mom out. $50 gift certificate towards dinner at Crystal City Restaurant. Hot girls, great food, the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Take grandma out.
Take her there for Mother's Day. www.crystalcityrestaurant.com.
47.7. That is the new record.
Thank you, Alex. And I know your name's not Alex.
No, his name is Peter.
James.
It's right. James.
Thanks, Sean. Who's next, Charlie?
Where'd you get Sean from? You know. It's funny because I got. Did I call the other guy Ray?
Ray.
It was Tony.
Yeah, it was Tony.
You look at a guy, you know what we're doing. We're thinking they look like that.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, you know Lisa, the way she is, that OCD.
Right.
She came in during one of the breaks when you weren't here.
Right.
She said, okay, here's what I got. All the names on a list. And I just said to her, just get out of here with a list.
Need a list.
Just leave, you know, so.
Right.
She was, now she's dancing because
right.
She had the list.
We're going to need a little uniform adjustment before this guy starts the contest.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
I was just listening to the Mayo, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
The golfing is really turning my stomach. We need a little more play-by-play here.
No, honey, listen, that's on purpose. That you are, just like with the guy who wanted the girl topless, you're drawing your own conclusions.
Is that what it is? All I hear is like the spoon hitting the jar,
right.
And
that,
the golfing.
That's the desired effect.
And listen, it's going to get better because they're going to have to try to beat a time of 47.7. Oh, but Don, is the dress code still the same in the studio? Or have you...
You got to put your hat on frontwards or take your hat off.
Right, there you,
there you go.
Well, the desired effect is certainly working. My stomach is turning as I'm hearing them golf.
As your stomach turns, is it maybe just a little bit of a turn? On?
No, certainly not.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for the support.
Thank you. Guys. Great.
Bye-bye.
Rob?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
Paint.
Another painter.
Another painter.
Do you work with James?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Oh, man, this is a rivalry right now.
You got to be 47 seconds for Cinco de Mayo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Charlie got Mike Ford.
You're going to spew to your right.
On your mark. Get set. Go!
First bite. Spits it out.
Hold on.
He's out.
One bite.
No, it's James.
He has waited James. Off. He is just
James,
off.
What happened?
So, what happened?
Bad.
You got to tell us what's going on.
It's disgusting.
Is your name James?
Justin. It is disgusting.
I was close.
Oh, my God.
The last guy was, Sean was James.
You can cancel that.
All right. All right, go. Thank you very much,
nice,
Justin.
Nice try.
Bye, that's good.
Bye, Joseph.
All right. Oh, he is still spewing like he's never eaten mayonnaise.
Who's
like
next?
One small bite.
I've had more than that on a chip.
We got time for a couple more, guys. Step in. Hi there.
Time to beat is 47.7 seconds.
What is your name?
My name is Andy.
Last name, Handsome? Andy, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
From Arlington.
Andy, are you fond of mayonnaise?
Actually, no.
Oh, dear.
I'm a Miracle Whip guy.
Oh, mm-hmm. That could be tough.
Mm-hmm. Andy, what do you do, sir?
I'm not at liberty to speak.
Okay.
I was the guy that did the manure swim, and my boss instructed me not to.
Oh, okay. We understand now. We understand completely.
All right, Andy. Jay Handsome. Are you ready, Andy?
I am ready as I'll ever be to do this.
You got
to
be 47 seconds. On your mark.
Do I have to keep this on the ground?
No,
not at all.
All right.
On your mark.
Just no spillage.
At least you give me a hand of that microphone like you did before. Yeah.
Good. That was great.
Good luck, Peter.
Go!
He is.
5 seconds.
Oh. I'm sorry.
What was the time?
Really, and Charlie will probably back me up on this. There was a spillage factor there.
There was more spillage here than with anyone else.
Yeah, and it would have been tough, you know, and he had some on his leg.
Andy, the wonderful, listen, for you. For your mom, for Mother's Day, a $50 gift certificate towards dinner at the Crystal City Restaurant.
Ooh.
Hot girls, great food, clean atmosphere.
A hell of an effort, Andy. I mean, you really gave it your best. You did,
Crystal
but there was...
Crystal City on Restaurant Row.
There was a lot of spillage there, Andy, and you got some on your leg.
CrystalCityRestaurant.com for more info. We have time for one more contestant.
One more. Mm. And other than that, if that doesn't hold up, James will be crowned the winner.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
What can we
I'm
do
on the air now?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just want to make you guys feel better about the Pennsylvania thing. That they just don't like you because you're not from Pennsylvania. They have a problem with...
Honey, listen. Oh, I know you mean well, my dim-witted friend. It's not Pennsylvania. It's Philadelphia. It's one bad ratings book on a radio station.
yeah, I know, but
it's not the entire state that's against us. We do great in lots of places in
actually,
Pennsylvania.
Actually, I'm from Pennsylvania. Well, I live in Pennsylvania now, and I listen to you guys all day.
See?
All right, well, thank you.
All right?
I appreciate that.
All right, we're
and the mayor's sounding better.
Right.
Well, later.
We're going to do fine. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
See?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So I got on and
See?
Tried to make them feel better, and they were a-holes to me.
What is,
you See? Guys are a-holes.
What is your name, Bo Bridges?
That's who you look like.
Marshall.
Marshall?
Marshall, you seem like the best dressed of all contestants.
The most professional looking, yes. Don't you say, Mike?
What is it that you do, Marshall?
Medical sales.
Medical sales. So he's a pharmaceutical salesman.
Marshall.
Medical sales. What do you sell, like artificial hearts?
No.
Now, Mr. 40, why are you touching him?
Wow.
Tell me the truth.
It's picking on the honky, right?
Why are you touching him?
Everybody else before this
putting
was black.
Putting it to the man.
I was letting him know he might want to go ahead and get a little room in the neck. That's all. He was awesome.
And also, the 40s have really kicked in, Mr. 40.
Yeah. Watch your back, Mike.
Marshall, you're the last person with a chance to win the $500. Are you ready?
Sure.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Got to get that on your thumb. Lick that thumb.
Now nobody's barked yet.
He's coming close, Tom. This could be a run for the guy's money.
You're going to have to go sell yourself a Pepsi.
He's humping.
And?
No!
Oh,
no, he almost did it.
Another
47.7 holds up. Marshall, a valiant effort, but you just came up a little short. Marshall is making his way already to the men's room. Marshall, if you come back over here, you get a prize.
Marshall?
He's finishing the mayonnaise.
Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Marshall. Still, most of it's in his mouth.
How was? Oh, you got some in your nose as well.
There you go.
How was it?
Tasty.
Marshall, you've got the gift certificate for dinner at Crystal City Restaurant. Take your dear old mom there. Crystal City Restaurant, hot girls, great food, clean atmosphere.
And not a dollop on his shirt.
Yeah. CrystalCityRestaurant.com for more information.
That means it's our painter, James.
James!
Get James back in here.
And Jennifer will come back and take off more clothing for prizes.
Sure.
Bring her back, I guess. She wants to get naked some more. What the hell? Let's bring in James. James, where are you? If nothing else, we'll have her get naked just because Mr. 40...
Well, here he's our champion. Let's give him... He's a little guy, too.
Mr. 40 is even more pussy-whipped than I am.
Way to go, James. Congratulations.
James, for you, $500 American dollars.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time for your speech.
Step up to the mic.
James?
Yes?
What would you say to all of the Spanish-speaking people out there who made today a special day for you?
Thank you for the taco.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
There you go.
Somehow that makes me laugh.
Anything you'd like to say to Metallica?
No, not at all.
Okay. Are you happy it's Metallica?
I'm very happy.
Would you like to plug your painting business?
Not really. Okay. I got plenty of work as it is.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Bye, James.
You win the money.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, where's Jennifer?
Jennifer's making her way back.
Jen, you want to come back?
Jennifer.
Now, I'll tell you what I got.
What do you have, Don?
I got a bunch of prizes. She wants to get naked. Let me
you
see.
You don't want me to get naked, really.
Well, no, Lisa brought me a note. Jennifer will take off more clothing for prizes.
I like her jacket. Her jacket just says bitch on it.
We give you tickets to see Boston in concert. That's good. Chicago in concert. Skinamax prize pack.
All right.
Mother's Day Vermont teddy bear.
Yes.
Okay. Is that enough?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, Sam.
Then,
I don't have much clothes on.
And you can have all the mayonnaise if you want.
No, I think I'm good with mayonnaise right now. I don't think I'm ever going to eat it again.
Did you get sick after this? And has anybody gotten sick?
By the time I leave.
All right.
All right, how about you get naked?
I'm good.
And say, 40, why don't you come on over and have a seat? And Jennifer, we got to move fast so we can get to the news. If you wouldn't mind just taking your clothes off.
Yeah, well, sure. It's just that easy with all guys, you know. Just take them, just take your clothes off.
You would just take your clothes off. Mr. 40.
Mr. 40.
Hey, Chuck.
Focus.
Come on over.
What up, Mike?
Come on over. I don't mind you calling me Mike, Chuck.
I know you don't
mind. Hey, there's nothing wrong with Mike.
For that.
That's a pretty good name.
All right.
All right, now Jennifer, top off.
We all know that's your real name.
See, here's the thing with
I hear what he just said.
Yeah.
That is my real name, Moses.
Nice.
Now,
Moses O'Mara.
See, the deal with Mr. 40 is he just said to me during the break, he said, you know, you're going to get me in trouble because every time I come down, you got girls on the show taking their clothes off.
Absolutely. It just happens to work out that
way. It's a coincidence. So shout out to Mrs. 40.
Yeah.
And Baby 40.
I guess
and
you shouldn't tell them that he's been grabbing on me the whole time. But that would be wrong.
He didn't. Okay, now you got to take those pants off.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Okay. That's okay. Take them off.
Why don't I show you my tattoos first? I know nobody else.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right, where your tattoos?
All right, let me see. Oh, my
God.
Damn, Benny. That's what is the character on your right buttock?
That would be a little guy that I sat on, so he's all smushed.
Okay, a little guy you sat on. And then you've got like a light.
Chinese
bolt.
Words.
Mm-hmm. Chinese words. You've got like a moon on your right shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Turn around.
All right.
Turn around.
Oh, there's like more stuff here. Like, what's that on your left buttock?
This was the first one. It was a big mistake. So that's just.
Oh, the first one's kind of a correction on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Off.
And then you have a light bolt under your arm. There you go.
All the way. Come on.
Push. All right. Do you have any tattoos anywhere below your waist?
Nope.
No,
you don't.
Total nudity. Total nudity. Beautiful.
Very good.
Beautiful girl.
You get all the prizes, and you are completely naked. Any final words?
Absolutely.
Our Joan Jett is completely naked. What would you like to say?
Beautiful. 40 double Ds.
40 double Ds. I thought about it, and I actually look like Candy Kane. She's a retired plus-size porn model gone blues singer.
Yeah.
And she rocks.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, fantastic.
Like, do you like to fitty tuck?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
I just discovered that recently. I finally got with a guy who was big enough to do it right, and I really like it a lot. It's a very nice thing.
And would you just give my friend Mr. 40 a hug before you leave?
There you go.
All right.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
The grab.
Now.
I have 40 out in the parking lot waiting to kick my
butt. Oh, my goodness. Good fantastic. Well, let's give her a nice round of applause.
Jennifer, thank you, honey. Enjoy all the great prizes.
Yes,
thank you for sharing your bodacious nudity with us.
I can't brag about this to anybody, man.
Why?
Because my friends who've heard it will know it's me.
Oh, okay.
Put that on a resume.
I can't, yeah. Hey, Mom, I just won all these tickets. Oh, I had to get naked and
fill take your mom to one of those shows.
Yeah.
Your mom will have a good time. You get something at Wolf Trap that she likes.
Oh, there you go. It's wholesome then, right?
Yeah, something there. Oh, she got some jugs on her.
She does. They are huge.
I needed this. I think this is good for me.
All right. Good for you.
See? Right here, Wolf Trap. Tickets of Mom's Choice.
Wonderful.
That's what you won. Enjoy your favorite artists this summer at Wolf Trap America's Park for the Performing Arts. Go to wolftrap.org. Mr. 40, did you enjoy that?
Nice. Mr. 40, how you doing?
What?
Yeah, let's go to a Buzz right now.
Good morning, Buzz, a little bunny.
What up, Buzzy?
Hey, good morning.
Good, man. You know, I had my headphones.
I think we should have him stay for the whole news.
You're talking to me like I got headphones on. No. Hey, 40.
It should be very little us and a lot of 40 for the
news. Yeah. What's good, Buzz?
It's time for Buzz and News. Yep.
Oh ho!
Can you stay for the news, Mr. 40?
You guys know that.
We'll get you some headphones.
Man, we hold them back.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Madonna is wearing out her welcome in the U.S. and in England.
Ah, Madonna. Mr. 40, your thoughts about Madonna?
Material girl, man.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
This is
coming
up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Bye. Nice meeting you, Jennifer. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
So good, it'll give Deuce chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah. hi.
I'm one of the unfortunate contestants still out here in the lobby, and I'm hoping I could still get something.
Yeah, how many people are still out there? Yeah,
how many people were left over?
It's two.
Yeah, hold on. I'll send Joe out. You guys will both get, how about a $25 gift certificate to Modell's?
That's great.
Yeah, all Modell's celebrate the grand opening May 15th of the 100th Modell's Sporting Goods in the heart of Times Square, New York. Yeah, thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay, great.
Sorry we didn't get to everybody. It's time for the news now with Buzz. Mr. 40, this is brought to us by...
Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
And clinically tested. Duramax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other selected retailers. Try it today or tonight. Duramax 1-888 try VMAX.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Well done, Mr. Ford.
Good read, and I enjoy the gesturing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was pointing as he was reading.
Which is what pros do.
That's right.
Look it up.
There you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike and Mr. 40. Madonna's always been alienating somebody. Her music and video comments on religion offended the religious, especially Catholics. Her recent anti-war video offended some patriots. She offended a lot of Americans recently with her remarks about materialism.
But I'll say this.
At least
she's right. Not talking with that phony... Hello, accent anymore?
Yeah, when she eased into that when we have that tape of her saying, or I'm not doing a show. And then it got worse and worse around the Evita period, and then she was just full-scale British.
Because, you know, she's really just Michigan white trash, right? Madonna Chacon, whatever her last name is. I mean, I dig her.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I saw her being interviewed by Matt Lauer,
right?
The other day, and... Funny, she's really still got her head up her ass.
Yeah.
That the question was something like, Madonna, how have you managed to be a star all these years? She says, define star.
Uh-huh.
You know, as long as my music, as long as my message is relevant, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm.
She's the great media manipulator.
Yeah, I mean, I like her, and she's a great businesswoman and very savvy, but there's something wrong there, too.
Well, I like her, but I wouldn't do her.
Oh, I'd do her in a heartbeat.
Nah, I'd be worried.
Mr. 40?
Worried about what?
Yeah, pull back a stump.
Would you do her? For a white woman?
Yeah. Gotta do it.
Yeah. That's a yes.
P-I-M-P.
What's that movie?
P-I-M-P. You can't discriminate.
Her most recent movie? She looked almost like that lady in the bowling movie.
In Bowling for Columbine?
No, not Bowling for Columbine. In the one with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, in,
right?
Kingpin.
She's a little ratty, even though she's incredible.
You mean, she does not.
She does.
She does not. Madonna looks just better than that.
It's just, her head is just this huge head.
I know.
See?
That's Jameson's talking.
Well, no, it's not. I'm so Mike's not had anything to drink. You're the drunk one.
No, I mean when he was watching the movie.
Yeah, maybe I did.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
Well, now Madonna's offending some people in England where she has two of her three mansions. For one thing, she's taken to calling the mayor of London Red Ken. She appears to be calling him communist for imposing a highway tax. Mainly, she's unhappy she cannot get the same tax break as other Londoners because she refuses to give city officials her unlisted phone number. Madonna's also blasting British newspapers for saying she doesn't like England anymore.
You see, Madonna's also doing this so she gets her name in the newspaper.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Madonna. I appreciate that.
With your big head.
Well, sorry, ladies, and I guess some guys. Actor Matt LeBlanc, Joey from Friends, is off the market now that he's married.
Oh, no.
Hey, yes. I got a bulletin for you.
Matt
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
The white.
Which is the white. Yes, exactly.
Incidentally,
it's always about race with you, Mr. 40.
He only pretends to be dumb.
Right.
Remember, his character's dumb,
yeah.
But he's smart.
Yeah, he's scary smart.
Try to remember that. He married his longtime fiancé Saturday in Hawaii. The 35-year-old TV star and his ex-model wife have been engaged for 5 years.
And remember, he's always excited to see what path Joey will take.
Sure. Well, he's an artist.
Duh.
Dopes.
Those dumb dopes. I saw a great picture. My wife had, let me find out which tabloid it was. Cause, she never buys this stuff. But we were out to dinner Saturday night. We had to stop at the grocery store. She got a tabloid
right.
That had a great expose with stars and their cellulite.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody reading this today.
Man, is it a good one?
Oh, come on. I was
Hello? Talking.
Baby.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Baby, what's the tabloid you bought that had that... the whole family's
I got
here.
My sugar. I got it, sugar.
Hey, what's that tabloid you got that had Courtney Cox's cellulite in it?
Oh, I don't know. They're all alike. I don't know if it
Which
was Star Inquirer or whatever.
Anyway.
Oh, but it has cellulite on the cover. And it was the cellulite of the stars and all the best looking stars, you know, like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Hers was
Nicole Kidman had cellulite?
Well,
she got it by her ass.
No, hers is on her leg because if you're sitting on her leg and your leg is kind of flappy underneath, then you see the fat.
But it's
on
her leg commonplace.
It's on her leg by her ass, and the one of Courtney Cox is her from the back, she's wearing a bikini, and you can actually see her spine. That's how, you know, skinny she is. But then you get down by her ass.
Nothing can help that.
She got the big cottage cheese coming by the left cheek.
Yes, yeah, she was a little dimply. So it was, you know, I never buy those magazines.
Yes,
but you
do too buy them.
I do not. I buy them at the beach because at the beach, it's like, you know, it's like you're allowed to eat fudge at the beach. You're allowed to buy tabloids. You're allowed to eat french fries.
And the reason you were stopping at the grocery store on your way to going out to dinner is because you bring your own diet and no one coke into the restaurant.
I would if I could. It was after dinner.
What up, Freed?
Oh, hey, 40.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, thanks.
Right.
Yeah, I've never had you pay attention to me. I'm all a flutter.
I understand.
What are you making me for dinner tonight, woman?
Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so I'm making you tortillas with like chicken and peppers and all that kind of stuff. And
right on.
Mm. All right.
Right on.
Love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
And I didn't say that so you'd say it back.
But that's more annoying. Now you do a disclaimer every time
thing.
You say.
I know it.
Hey, what's up, Freed?
You don't pay attention to me too much either, Mike.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, baby.
Wow.
Bye, Freedom.
I'll see you.
Bye, Freed.
Well, you do pay attention to me, Buzz, because you are Mr. Manners.
I try.
Hello, right. Rob.
Oh, hi, Mrs.
Stewart.
No, that's better.
All right. Oh, hey.
Abby Haskell.
Right over there.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Right. Really?
Sweet.
Really, how cute is that picture of Trip?
Oh, I've got some pictures of Trip to send their way, too. They didn't get the ones
Did you get my email back with Frida had pictures of the baptism?
We got a great batch of pictures back. We're going to start winning.
I was going to say,
there you go.
Saturday night, when I came back from doing this thing at my kids' school, I was just all pissed off,
sure,
taking orders all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called Frida up because Rob had sent me a couple of pictures. One picture is just he and I at the baptism.
Right.
And it's just so fun. It's now, if you looked at it, you would just say, these are two guys, two friends,
mm-hmm, right,
at a social event. But there's something about the picture that we're in front of a church.
Yeah.
And both Rob and I have a look on our faces that indicates, hey, we're evil guys and we're in a church. And that's followed up by a very cute picture of, and I'd say that if he was my godson or not, that is one beautiful baby boy that Rob has.
Right.
And a fabulous picture of Trip.
And then he went ahead and actually sent me an email over the weekend, too, with a picture that I thought was absolutely beautiful.
And it was?
Nick Nolte's mugshot. I am not lying. Rob sent me a picture of Nick Nolte's mugshot over the weekend.
You had seen it, though, right?
I've seen it, but it was just funny because just to get it sent, you know, like here's a picture for you.
And I believe the subject heading was "Look at me."
Look at me.
And I have to apologize to Mike. I made mint juleps this weekend with my friend Brad. And you know, one thing leads to another.
Gotcha.
And then you're emailing pictures of Nick Nolte.
And I captioned it and sent it back to Rob. And the caption was Mike O'Mara gets ready for the return trip from Iceland.
I never get email.
Oh, yes you do, Buzz.
Almost never.
All right, boys, I gotta go and stir the pot or stir the soup because, you know.
Right.
Oh,
stir the soup.
Baby.
All right. Goodbye,
baby. All right, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Freed. Matt LeBlanc's new wife has two kids from a previous...
The couple dressed formally for the beach wedding on the island of Kauai. Extra and Entertainment Tonight say there were a lot of stars on hand, including the cast of Friends, so stick around for the pictures.
Stars!
Elton John's been ordered to pay for some of the statues he agreed to buy, even though he says he now believes the sculptures are fakes.
Elton John is a gay.
Yep. How much is that statue?
Elton bought statues of Greek gods that he believed were carved in the 1700s. He paid a French...
Holy turgid.
He paid a French...
Look at Adonis.
He paid a French antique dealer.
Is that you doing a gay thing?
Yeah.
40, is that what you're doing? See, the problem with 40 is that when he really gets... having a good time,
right.
He gets more cerebral, and
yes, I like
he
that.
Laughs a lot, but mm-hmm. doesn't say a lot.
But I tell you, it's fun to have him in the studio when he's really bombed, and he's halfway there.
Well, Elton John paid a French antiques dealer $375.
You're not all the way there, are you, 40? No, I didn't think so. So
paid $375,000 for the set. Elton says it was only after the sale he was told that the statues were just replicas. But the French antiques dealer convinced a French judge that Elton's accusations are all part of a British plot against the French, a theory that gets a lot of attention in France these days.
Sacre bleu!
The judge ordered Elton to pay the dealer an additional $25,000 for damages. Elton is said to be absolutely furious.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Rob, would you find the tape of Elton John farting?
I will.
And while you're doing that, how about... You give us a little bit of your Elton John. I know you do a great Elton John.
I do?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Elton John speaking.
Singing or speaking.
Zut alors. Oh, that's more French. Sorry. Elton John speaking. Well, you know that duet that I did with Eminem. I love Eminem. Him and his blonde hair.
All right.
And when he told me they were replicas, he got for $375.
Thank you for filling that time.
That was Here's Mr. 40, ladies and gentlemen.
Rocket yeah. Man!
There you go.
Singing and speaking.
Fantastic job. And now here's a tape from an Elton John documentary where he farts. And listen, the fart is 15 seconds into the tape.
Mm-hmm.
I swear we did not add this.
Enjoy.
It's hard to start loving yourself. All this bit about you've got to love yourself, you've got to love yourself. You are, you know, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Here it comes in 5 seconds.
Behavior is not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
I love that one.
Unbelievable.
It's right at the very end. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, that was a National Enquirer. Great, great, great National Enquirer.
Oh, the cellulite?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's it. So, yeah, great addition.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yep.
See ya.
Right on. Bye.
Now we know.
You got to start saying holla. You don't say see ya anymore.
Holler.
When you're done with a call, you're like, holler.
How does that, I always like to know this. All right, what do you say at the end of the...
No, not holler.
Holler.
At the end of the conversation, I'll holler at you.
Holler.
Holler. So if we go to break, I just say holler. But what if someone thinks I'm saying like Allah?
They shouldn't.
Isn't there a new way of saying I'm leaving, too?
Bye.
Nope. Come on. 40, help me out. Come on. There's got to be...
Do you want a new one?
No, but there's a new one. I read it somewhere. Damn.
Was it holler?
No, it wasn't. No.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everybody. Holler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is that right?
That's it.
Mike.
Don.
Has it been tough for you to get used to daylight savings time?
Oh, it has. Yeah.
How about you, 40?
Sure has.
Really, savings? Does it feel good?
All that damn sun.
Cellular Wireless has a deal right now that'll have you feeling so good you'll think it's Christmas. In May.
Absolutely. Now
Christmas in May, that means snow.
And you can choose from 50% more anytime minutes or 5,000 night and weekend minutes or 5,000 mobile-to-mobile minutes for plans starting at $29.99 a month. Nationwide long distance included. Which is the one you prefer, 40?
I don't know, dog. As long as my phone works, dog. As long as it works.
Well, listen, 40, you got to call Singular Wireless at 1-866-SINGULAR.
What's that number again?
1-866-SINGULAR or log on to singular.com. Visit any Singular Wireless retailer in our area. Mike, certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details. Now we got about 7 seconds. Say something nice about Singular Wireless.
What?
Wireless. Mr. 40?
It ain't no wise. No wireless. M-I-W-J-F-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Mike if 40 looked like your brother, Don.
You know, now that I look at 40, there's an uncanny resemblance to Jim.
Yeah.
All
right, goodbye.
Hey, for Sheasel, dogs. Take care.
Right on.
Or Sheasel.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A big record company is allegedly controlled by a notorious drug lord. These, then there are papers to support this.
Sony?
No, not that one.
MCA?
No. Mm-mm.
Epic?
Nope.
Rhino?
Nope. Sorry.
Major, Mike. RCA?
Nope. I was joking. That was that.
I'm sorry, you know me.
Yeah, I know.
In my
you get into your little world there. Yeah, Rhino, I thought it was like a major record label.
Rhino is a major. Well,
no, it's not like Sony.
Universal?
No. But it's becoming a major record label. I'm
sorry. Then you're just contradicting yourself.
I know. I'm a mess.
It's Murder Incorporated.
Murder, Inc.
The rap
world's hottest record label right now. And there are papers to support these accusations. Government documents available on thesmokinggun.com. The papers say this drug lord also engineered the shooting of rap's newest superstar, 50 Cent.
Now, did you do the story just because you knew that we were going to have a colored person with us?
No, this is big news. This is in the news today.
Let me find out you're trying to put an African-American slant on the show.
Just part of the news. My news pencil is colorblind.
If I was right, no, your news pencil is number 2 and it's black. If I was riding down the street in the car, hadn't come in, I would have heard that.
You would have heard the story right here, right now.
That's hot, Buzz.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's here. This report on SmokingGun.com says the label is run by Irv Gotti, whose real name is Irving Lorenzo. It says the label was allegedly bankrolled by Irv's childhood friend Kenneth McGriff. McGriff is the convicted head of the Supreme Team.
No, he's not. He's the crime dog.
That's McGruff.
McGruff.
Oh.
Who's the baseball player?
Take a bite out of
that's Ryan. Griffey.
McGruff. No.
He was at the Apple Blossom Parade.
Who was?
McGruff.
Was there a baseball player?
McGriff.
Curtis McGriff. Fred McGriff.
Fred McGriff, right.
Yeah, this is Kenneth McGriff. I don't know if they're related or not. But McGriff is the convicted head of the Supreme Team. That was a murderous drug gang that once terrorized New York's Queens neighborhood. All of this, according to a 32-page affidavit sworn by an IRS agent. He says McGriff provides the company with, quote, muscle, violence, and intimidation. The company also reportedly launders money.
And I sure do like that 2 quarters.
That's 50 Cent.
Right.
Aha.
J2.
Fantastico.
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 Fantastico. Oh, can we play a game?
Officially, we still don't know who shot actress Lana Clarkson in the foyer of legendary record producer Phil Spector.
Phil Spector?
Go ahead, Buzz. But a new report says the B-movie queen once supplemented her income with prostitution.
Attagirl.
Vanity,
she was a whore.
Vanity Fair magazine says she turned $1,000-an-hour tricks for a Hollywood man.
She was a whore.
Quoting a source, she was the type who'd get booked in a second on a $10,000 Paris deal. The 62-year-old Spector, who's worked with Tina Turner, Elvis, and the Beatles.
Hold on. I got a mix here. There's a hook coming up here. Give me a second. I could do that all day, Buzz.
Got a nice beat.
I told her she better have my money. They say have my money. I said, if you don't have my money, I'm right here in the foyer. I'll shoot you dead right here in the foyer.
Spector, who's worked with Tina Turner, Elvis, and the Beatles, was arrested for investigation of the murder. He says he's innocent, and he's out on $1 million bail. Another source says Spector got so upset after accidentally erasing a complicated vocal track that he sat under the console and cried for 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Totally upset, apparently.
Wasn't that us in Philadelphia the other day?
The future King of England wants to spend some time in the U.S. first. Prince William reportedly wants to spend a few years in New York after he finishes college. A British paper says the 20-year-old wants to pursue a postgraduate degree at an American college or get a job with an art gallery or auction house here.
Here is Prince William.
Prince William?
England can kiss my ass.
There it is.
Basically what he's saying.
He said it.
I want to go to New York and spend time in Greenwich Village.
Willie has 2 years of school left in England, and he reportedly spent 1 or 2 years here.
I want to wear tight jeans and listen to the village people.
Wow. You almost finished with that. Which number is that one?
which is that bottle number three?
Technically,
yes. Technically, yes.
Had a couple of 12 ounces in between.
Okay.
There you go.
So, let's see, if we're counting ounce-wise, you got 120 plus 20, maybe 144 ounces today.
That's only a 12-pack.
Rob.
116
ounces.
Not quite a 12.
116 ounces of beer.
9.5 beers.
How many, Robbie?
9.5
beers. Yeah. Nothing for 4.
9.5 beers.
Come on.
It's going to send it to Mike.
Nice. I'll drink to that.
Nice.
It means more than most people realize that Don and Mike are number one in D.C. A new report says Washington is financially the second strongest radio market in the U.S. A new report from Morgan Stanley says this is based on the revenue raised by a town's radio stations measured against retail sales in that area. But if D.C. is number two, then who's number one? Sacramento, California.
That's right.
Don and Mike are number one there, too.
I'll drink to that.
I read that today on the web.
Chicago comes in third, Charlotte is fourth, and Phoenix rounds out the top five, the weakest radio markets financially.
Philadelphia?
Nope. Boston, Dallas, Denver, and New York City!
But hats off, Sacramento.
Yeah, good
All right,
job.
I'm going to change. I'm telling you here because they spend money, I'm going to change. Not.
That's another please in your cape, Sacramento, and I mean that.
Congratulations, Sacramento.
Good job. My ticker!
I have always loved that town. I don't know why. Just somehow I like that story. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. It makes me happy.
You're not listening, Mike.
Then are you going to join me?
Yeah.
In July?
Yeah.
You're going to join me for my trip to Sacramento?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay. What, 40?
40 will.
Well, he'd like to go to Sacramento.
40 would like to go with you and Rob.
Yeah, no thanks.
Because I missed Sacramento last time.
Yeah.
I went to Nevada. I missed Sacramento. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want me to go, God, well, damn that.
That settles that.
Okay.
After all this time, finally, someone else from Oprah's family gets to be on screen. Her dad, Vernon, a barber and former city councilman, is in a new independent movie called Charlie's War.
My name's Vernon. I cut your hair for $5. Charlie's War. Hello there.
It's Vernon Winfrey.
Hello, I'm Vernon Winfrey.
And you're in Charlie's War.
The movie premiered Friday night at the Nashville Film Festival. That's where Oprah grew up and got her start in broadcasting.
I kill you!
Oprah told a reporter she was excited to see what her dad could do on the big screen.
Vernon Winfrey.
Hello there, Charlie's.
Hello, Vernon.
Hello there. Hello, Mr. Forties. 40, I'm Stedman. Hello there, Stedmans.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Charlie's War.
Get to know Charlie.
Boy, what's wrong with your voice?
I'm dumb, 40.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, long as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Long as you know. Don't act smart and be dumb.
That's right.
Okay. Look at my daughter. Hello, Oprah. Ain't nothing wrong with a big un. Ain't nothing but a big boned is what she is.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with a big un.
Uh-huh.
X2 is well on its way to $100 million. It grossed $86 million in its opening weekend.
Ah, kill me. I couldn't see that movie this weekend.
The fourth biggest movie opening ever, and it's 58% more than the first X-Men movie grossed in its first weekend.
What's the movie we were having the big debate about, with the listeners?
T3.
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 All right, great.
T3. And you know, I was reading about that, and Do you know that T2 came out in 1991?
A long, long time ago.
It's a, you know, what is it, 13 years between movies for Arnold.
There's a big gap between T1 and T2, too, isn't it? T2 also.
Yeah, but Arnold's got that whole old guy thing going there.
Yeah, because the sequel, T2, was out relatively shortly after the original, and now, you know, it's been time for Arnold to age. I say, I'm an old grandfather now.
I like fine wine.
And we have a clip now from X2, I believe.
Oh, good.
This was where Wolverine, have you seen the scene? When he swoops down and he can't control those fangs that come out of his
hands. Yeah, he's got the metal blades coming out of his fingers.
Oh, here is
fangs.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine from X2.
Congratulations. This is Max Baird Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you've just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
It has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Not a thing.
I've just officially joined that comedy bandwagon after the way that was done.
Once a week, we'll throw it in there.
You do it that way, you got me. You got me every time.
The Lizzie McGuire movie opened in second with teenage girls spending $17 million to see that on its first weekend.
Lizzie McGuire, Buzz.
Whatever.
Identity was third. Anger Management hangs in at fourth, unbelievably. And Disney's Holes rounds out the top five.
Holes.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos, who'll get a nice chunk of the X-Men money, says she was a crybaby when it came to wearing that blue makeup.
I bet I was. Why? I was looking at that makeup today, and I was looking at it real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it looked like, I bet it was painful down there, because it's like, it looks like they got all the scales and stuff around her nether region.
I see some Blue's Clues.
Yeah,
I saw dumb Blackie Parrish being interviewed. You know
what has he done?
Well, he hit the lottery.
Yeah. Right.
He became the unofficial bongo player for the Beach Boys.
Right.
Then he marries Rebecca Romaine. Okay, so that's great. You know what? You won the lottery. Shut the F up.
Deal with Satan.
I'm sorry, well, Robbie?
He just finished a run on Broadway in Cabaret as the MC.
Oh, really?
I saw him on
That's what he was doing.
One of the Entertainment Tonight shows saying, I found blue paint in nooks and crannies that only a husband could find them in.
Oh,
and I just made slug that douchebag.
Anyway, Rebecca says she was pleased to see that the makeup application only took 5 or 6 hours a day this time compared to 9 hours a day in the first movie.
God, 5 or 6 hours to sit there? That's tough.
In sports, police in Georgia are trying to figure out if drugs killed the pro wrestler known as Miss Elizabeth. 42-year-old Elizabeth Hewlett was found at the home of the wrestler known as Lex Luger. He was arrested on drug charges. He and Liz had been living together. She used to be married to Randy Macho Man
click,
Savage.
Click, click, click.
Step into a Slim Jim.
No word on And finally, in Jerusalem.
I love, what's his name? The Macho Man. He's in Spider-Man. He plays the wrestler.
The wrestler
in the original. Come on, I'm going to take you
back. I keep forgetting MST, Mike Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man was just on HBO.
Right. Yeah, I saw Spider-Man the second weekend it was out.
Hold on, I take it back. You're right. You did see it the second weekend it was out.
But I was mentioning that because Macho Man was in the news. That's the only reason I referred to that.
I know. See, and
that would be the last time most people had seen Macho Man.
I thought that you.
So actually, it was actually uber topical that I was.
I know, and I uber-topical. I am apologizing.
And if you do that to me again, I swear to God, I'm coming across the break it into pieces, step into a Slim Jim.
Well, see, Spider-Man was on Saturday night on HBO.
No, Spider-Man in my house is on every hour.
All right, well, then, Jesus, let me
and
crawl.
And the PS2 game Spider-Man is on all the time.
Let me crawl up your bung, I'm sorry.
That's all right, man, no problem at all. I just like Macho Man, it's my favorite wrestler.
He has radioactive blood.
That's right, got bitten by a spider.
Right.
In Jerusalem.
Get to know Charlie.
Some women were awaiting the arrival of the male stripper they'd hired for their party.
No.
Jesus, where is this stripper?
They had requested a stripper in a police uniform.
Jesus Christ, we're in Jerusalem. Where is he at?
Quoting the guy in the cop suit, she took off my shirt and untied my shoelaces. She started stroking me and called on her friends to join in. He says none of that stopped until he called in his partner, the other real policeman who was there to investigate the report of a loud party.
Come, stroke the policeman.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
No.
We gotta go.
No. No.
Hey, Ron, don't throw that away. Do you have that still?
I stay for Ron and Fez.
No, Larry's coming in to do the Redskins show.
No. He'd love, Larry told me on the hallway he'd love to have you.
Stay with Larry. That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, good day to you, sir.
Hey, good day, baby.
See you on your birthday. Mike,
aight.
This is a private joke. Rob handed me this during the news.
Stop passing those black jokes, man.
It's not a black joke. Don't read it out loud, though. Okay, all right.
Holla back.
Rusty.
Holla.
Holla. See you tomorrow, everybody.
DM.
Eater. Tim Sabian.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.